last time on Paint It Black. Welcome to 22 Skidoo.
Whoa. We that guy with the fucking mustache has got that girl tied to the tracks.
The Germans were flim-flammed. Whoa.
First we get the balls comfy. My balls then are, we work on the rocket.
My balls are dumb and comfortable.
Is that how they talk?
Swedish?
No. You're talking about the Norse.
The Norse. Yeah, they're like all blonde hair, blue eyes. And they talk like it is.
Bork, bork, bork. Bork, 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 bork. Part of the problem might be their catchphrase.
Let's hear it.
Nice balls, and I love my balls.
Their worst catchphrase is, this will make you slap happy.
I'm going slap happy.
I've got comfy balls.
From the it's like some LSD in the nuts. It's like, my balls are feeling great.
People start ODing on it.
You got coffee balls, bro. Give me a pack of coffee balls.
We got another some coffee balls.
Thank you.
Yo, can I lick your coffee balls, bro?
I couldn't say.
We got another CBOD out there.
I'll toss a salad for some coffee balls. Jesus.
Suck your dick for some coffee.
Yeah. Oh, don't. Don't do that. Don't.
I want to see. No, yeah, but I want to see, like, let have one ball be uncomfortable, so I know the difference.
Like, if you have a sleep number bed and you only set one side to 8 and the other side to 3.
Is the sleep number balls?
And when... Wait, wait.
My sleep
boobs.
Number is 7.
Welcome back to the Week in Review with Paint It Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Byrne.
Y'all, my solemn vow, we'll talk about balls a lot less this episode.
I don't promise that.
More balls.
Right. More balls.
I'm not making that same promise. Mm-hmm.
You weren't here last week.
That doesn't matter. I'm going to talk about balls more than you did last week.
I don't think it's possible.
I don't know.
We did like a good hour on balls.
Yeah.
I got some pretty big balls.
And keeping them comfy.
That's true.
Comfy balls I can't beat. I don't got you beat on comfy balls.
Well, you don't even know what they are.
Well, to catch you up on, they're these underwears that keep your from Sweden, that keep your balls all nice and comfy.
Isn't that like the $100 underwear that they're selling now in fucking department stores? They got like all kinds
this
of...
This is a name brand, Ken. Comfy Balls is a brand. It's a brand you could trust.
It's like two grapes with happy faces on it.
I don't trust my balls to the Swedes.
Anyway,
that's your first mistake.
Let's get this out of the way. I'm Pete. That's Brian.
Yo.
We got Lou.
Yo, comfy balls.
Comfy balls. And you heard him already. Welcome back, Ken.
Ahoy, ahoy.
Ken's standing. His back hurts.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah. I mean, we're not on video. You don't have to tell them that.
No, they're wondering why you sound like you're 40 feet away from your microphone.
Because I'm 40 feet away from my microphone, you nosy fucks.
Ken will suck your dick for some comfy balls.
I probably would.
Anyway, we're a week away from...
Is it expensive?
The most dreaded of all days, Christmas Day.
I did look it up. It's like $50.
Christmas is awesome,
I'll suck
man.
You don't like Christmas? Comfy balls.
You don't like Christmas, you fucking Grinch?
I'm not a fan. I have a complicated relationship with the day.
Humbug.
I've actually looked at Pete's sketchbook. He has an intricate plan how to steal Christmas from Whoville.
Yeah. I'll steal your roast beast.
It's not going to work, Pete. We're going to warm your heart.
I got a little dog pulling my sled. It's going to be awesome.
You're going to make his heart grow 10 times the size?
3 times is good enough, I feel.
Can't happen.
It's shriveled and dark. I want his heart to fucking burst.
No, wait.
Thanks. Christmas wishes for me.
No, that's...
A heart attack.
No, Whoville's changed a lot since the 70s, bro. We got strict stand your ground laws now in Whoville, bro.
The Grinch has been hitting the fucking crackpipe.
You better not be wearing a fucking hoodie in Whoville, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, man. You better put your goddamn hands up is what it is. Stop resisting.
Hey, Grinch, all that thing is up to no good.
I've got nothing but bad jokes here, so, like, we got to move on from that shit.
These are good jokes.
Yeah, bro, the Grinch getting beat up by the cops 3 times a day.
Yeah.
It's a sensitive topic right now.
Routine police beatings from the Grinch? For the Grinch?
You go all make Trayvon Martin comments. That's a year past. We got fresh hate crimes.
I didn't commit any of them.
The police are beating up people every day. It's not. They're not singling out anybody. They're beating up 70-year-old men these days.
We're going to get that in the news. We got some
shit.
It's all there. It's all there. So that was everyone's week. I only recorded a few days ago, so I feel like not much has happened. But we do have the big party tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty sweet. Can't wait. Christmas gifts will be given, received, booze will be drank, food will be eaten, people will be passing out.
You know, speaking of parties,
not throwing up on the couch and put it on the floor.
If you could try not to throw up on the couch, that'd be sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. She threw up on the floor and covered it with the
couch. Oh, that was, yeah. Our friend Silent Thurf, his girlfriend threw up on the floor and covered it with an ottoman. He's like, this fucking room smells like barf.
Damn.
Now, just for the listen, like, of the podcast audience, like, for the podcast audience, of the podcast crew who's coming to this thing, that people would know if they listen to this.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, what? That's a question. I thought you were making a point.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Was I rambling there?
Yeah.
I was rambling.
Yeah.
I was waiting. I said, for the podcast audience, mm-hmm. who that they may have heard on the show will be in attendance?
Mike Feinberg, Justin Herman,
B-Rad?
Silent Fred.
Everyone in this room.
Brad actually was on the show 2 weeks ago. Yeah, so Brad was
there. B-Rizzle.
B-Rizzy.
Everybody in this room.
By the way, an update on Brad. He has not got that Ching Chong Bing Bong love yet.
Brad.
Sorry, Brad. I'm pulling for you every day.
Because I've been debating, like, pulling out a microphone, talking to people.
Every day, I hope I open up a fortune cookie that said, Brad did it. I'm like, they good, like an angel got wings, there's a new star in the sky.
If you're telling me that Brad hasn't hit an Asian woman, it's because he's fucking cheap. You got to just come out of pocket for some things, bro. You got to make
ladies of the evening.
Yeah, friends of the road.
Mm-hmm. Friends of the road, bub. Friends of the road.
It's like that old Comic-Con saying, no money, money, no touchy-touchy.
Exactly. There you go, Lou.
Yeah. If you're listening, Brad, no ticky, no laundry. All right.
So he'll be there. Dave Namer, has he been on this
show? He's been on a bunch. Yeah, Rider of the Seventh Fear.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I forget at this point if he's been out to do the show.
He's been on the show a few times.
Dan.
Jillian, of course. Jillian. Goes without saying.
Yeah, Jillian, Dan. The three, the four of us.
Jill's in bed?
Well, we're segregating the party. She's upstairs all.
That's racist.
I know.
Part of Lou's going to be up there with her, too, then.
Only 10% of her.
Getting my foot in the door.
Like the winning side.
You gotta watch out when you let one Lou in. There might be like 10 Lous behind him.
That's true. We all came in the same
car.
We'll pile out of a minivan.
Oh, here we go.
Yo, man, let me in, bro. Let me in, man.
Is this where the fiesta is?
We brought the plastic bags for leftovers, man.
It's like, hey, what's up, ladies? Do you like the Spanish fly?
Where are the girls at, bro?
Spanish Bill Cosby just got.
Right.
Well, I think Bill Cosby was more like rapey about it.
Yeah, he was like, ladies, who wants some money?
He wasn't even trying to convince them through liquor to do it.
No. He was going straight to like aphrodisiacs.
Yeah. It was like drugs.
Straight drugs, yeah.
Yeah, it was drugs.
Well, how would you like some Spanish fly jello?
No, he wasn't even offering it to him. He was like, well, let me see your drink. I'll freshen it up for you.
Put his dick in it.
Yeah, you know who's real? Creep. Like, you guys hear all the news about the interview going on?
Yeah, uh-huh. It's garbage.
That it's, like, huge news right now?
Right.
This is bad news for everyone. We don't get to see this stupid movie. Except for Bill Cosby. Oh, like, thank God I'm not in the news this week.
He'll be back in the news.
I'm really bummed that. I really, because our whole plan for Pete's birthday, by the way, is on Christmas.
Yeah.
Was for the three or four of us to go see the interview.
I bet you could still download it somewhere.
I'm sure. It'll become eventually available eventually.
That's such horseshit, though. I'm never buying anything Sony ever again. You fucking fold to the terrorists.
Yeah, you fucking pussies.
Come on.
We don't negotiate with terrorists.
Because they hacked your website? Yeah. Shut your website down. Who gives a fuck?
Exactly. What they're saying, it's not that they're fearing that theaters are going to be bombed and shit. They're worried that, like, their emails are going to get hacked more and some more shit's going to get... That means somebody's got something on somebody.
I bet you that was not a North Korean that hacked Sony's website. I keep saying this. Like, the North Koreans probably don't even have two computers.
I heard they got the Chinese to do it.
Dude.
They're all fucking whistles, man.
The only way I will feel that I've been redeemed as far as Sony is that...
Is if they bomb them?
No. Is that if they release the movie in even more theaters and they hire Paint It Black to rewrite more racist shit into it?
They should try to release it.
Yeah, buddy.
They should try to release it in fucking North Korea. That's what they should try to do.
Dude, they should fucking drop just like TVs.
Yeah, drop iPads.
iPads that are playing the movie on North Korea. It's like...
Yeah, or just...
Oh no, like, glorious leader!
The North Koreans...
You mean he's not a god?
They're like, dude, all they are is just like fucking smoke and mirrors.
How could you think that guy's a god? He's
and
like
some whistles.
Fat. Like he's a stupid
you know,
fat
you know
little
why
dump.
He's fat?
Because he's got a ball haircut.
He's the only one in that country who eats.
No, he like loves this rare
cheese,
French
right?
cheese. Yeah. And that's why he was like sick, like most likely. He probably had gout.
Just goose livers and cheese.
Your glorious God had gout.
Ordering like
say that five times
like hundreds
fast.
Of pounds of this like every couple of months.
All right. Hundreds of pounds. Hundreds. Jeez.
As we're talking about this, let's just bring it right over to the news. Let's just talk about news.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Black Studios, here is the news.
All right. I didn't bring any of that news because I figure everyone's heard.
News. I didn't bring any of that shit. We got something else for
you. We've all talked about it. You're going to hear about it from people better equipped to talk about it than us. Because we're all just like, fuck the Koreans. Right. So I brought other news.
I really feel though that we're an unbiased news story. We're not. There's no sponsors here. I'm telling you how I really feel about the North Koreans.
Well, tell me
fuck them.
Like they don't even show up on my radar. I couldn't even say fuck them. I get to about fuck, and then I'm just like, eh.
Nice haircuts, bitches. Like you all look like Mo from the Three Stooges.
All right. Well, tell me how you feel about these people. All right. There's an 8-year-old boy who was born without eyes.
That sucks.
I feel poorly for him.
This is the sad beginnings of this story. 8-year-old Dakota Nafzinger.
His name sucks worse than the...
He's got no eyes and his last name sucks.
And he has bad parents.
And the school gave him a cane so he could make his way around. And apparently he hit somebody with that cane on the school bus.
Like hit him like a Singapore cane hit him or hit him like poked into him? Like,
yeah.
Probably was the kid was picking on him or getting in his... face. Not that he would know.
No
poked at him.
Oh man, he started to glow. He was the master. He was.
Well, I want you guys
probably hit the wrong kid though.
If you were the school, how would you discipline the boy
that got hit or that hit the boy?
The blind boy with the cane. How would you discipline him?
Give him some Mentos. I don't give a fuck.
You don't discipline him. You discipline the other kid.
Like really? Stop starting with the fucking blind kid, you ass.
Right. Yeah, pick on somebody with some fucking eyes.
Yeah.
Well, Lou's not chiming in because he knows how this turns out.
Well, what you're not saying is the possibility that this kid is like. Zatoichi, the blind swordsman. There's a possibility that this kid stink metered this motherfucker.
Whoa. Then learn your lesson. Don't pick on
my
the blind
name
kid.
Is Dakota Nafzinger.
Like he sat on somebody's lap.
Kill
like
my father.
Like yeah. Somebody's in my spot. There's never someone in my spot. Kia, bitch. Like
that's a handicapped spot, motherfucker.
I hope you got insurance. Ass whooping insurance.
Oh, it smells like new shoes.
You're about to pay a deductible. That could have happened. Right?
That actually seems more likely than what I was saying. Right.
What did you say, nigga?
Yeah.
Right, well, here's what the school... This is heartbreaking. This is what the school did to punish this poor kid. They took away his cane.
He must have been the blind swordsman then.
This is part A. Part B, they replaced it with something else.
Like 2x4?
It's like a dildo.
You guys aren't far
off. They laughed.
Not far off. A pool noodle.
Damn.
A pool noodle?
How does that support
what
your
that?
Those, when you slap someone with a pool noodle, that little slap action is like...
Here's the thing about a cane. A cane is stiff. It hits things. You feel vibrations. You get a sense of where you are. Pool noodle is a flaccid piece of foam.
This pool noodle is making my dick soft.
No, that was a good solution. I like where they went with that. The Asians are fucking... This kid's Asian, right?
No.
He's not Asian?
No, he's a little bomb boy.
Oh. Well, that changes everything.
He's like 7 years in Tibet? What the hell
That's
is that?
That's horrible. That changes everything. I thought he was Asian.
He has what's called bilateral anophthalmia.
He's got no eyes?
No eyes. Born without him.
That sounds like he fucking named it.
He could be. He could be the daredevil.
Anophthalmia. Bilateral anophthalmia.
That sucks.
It's like someone deaf named
it. But when they ask a kid, like, can you find your way around with the pool noodle? He goes,
no.
He said three heartbreaking words. Can't feel things.
Oh,
why would
man.
You tell this
no,
story?
I think you're taking
a terrible before Christmas story.
I think you're taking the wrong inflection. He's like, I can't feel things.
Like the last thing you hear before he kills you?
He breaks your neck with a pool noodle. Slaps your face off.
Did they check the cane for a sword?
Did they what?
Did they check the cane for a sword?
Like the kingpin? Like
it opens up.
What kind of crazy world is this that he can't just get a cane? Like, his parents can't be like, here's a cane, kid.
Here's
like,
a cane, yeah.
The cane was given to him by the school.
I'm saying.
So they had the right to take it away.
I was his father, I would go down there with a hammer, and I would find the teacher who took his cane away, male or female, and I'd put that hammer right through their head.
I'd fucking give him
and I'd take his cane back and give it to him.
I'd give him a fucking hunting rifle at that point and feel your way out with this guy.
Right.
Ding, 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 ding.
Do you have, like, a mystical Japanese sound effect?
Oh, yeah, yeah, so...
Kid getting
because
picked on with no
the,
eyes?
The allegory... The story, the way they wrote it like a Confucius saying.
Where's
at the
this?
End.
Where is this?
Oh, this is Doesn't say.
It's like the Midwest.
Kansas City.
Hey, you little punk country in Kansas City picking on a kid with no eyes. We're coming for you.
I just felt it's very artistic the way they ended this story. Just taking away someone's ability to see will not help them to see their mistakes. Thank you, Lou, for that.
Well said.
At least the kid didn't grow up in 300 Sparta. They would have thrown off a cliff. Like,
nah, he would have gotten that fucking procession of nasty hoes.
What are you talking about? He would have thrown off
the after cliff. He betrayed the 300.
No, he's not a humpback. He's not Quasimodo. He's a fucking blind guy. No,
well, that guy had like one good eye.
It was really, really good, though. It was really huge. Look how much more he was seeing.
He was strong as an ox, too.
How much better would the movie would have been? Because, I mean, it's not based on history for real. Come on, it wasn't.
Right.
And if a million eyes would have saw him, he was like, ew! And just chopped his head off. He was like, luckily we got that guy.
You know, I didn't get that fucking...
Leonidas! I've come with to help you!
Oh, one of the Persians have taken one of our fucking shields. Fuck!
End of movie,
like, Persia wins.
He fucking denies them, because he's like, no, we gotta stay in formation. 2 minutes later, they all just have a fucking free-for-all.
That kid is, that hunchback is...
Look, guy, no one wants to get too close to you. You're gross. Right.
How fun would it have been just that guy just going through the battle?
No, that guy is representative of the everyone gets a trophy generation. Because Leonidas is like, no, we're a well-oiled machine. You're a piece of shit.
No.
Let me see your abs.
He's like, just imagine,
I'm
like,
special. I can participate.
Like, all right, you can join, but give me the spear. We're going to give you this comically big hammer.
See, like, if it was historically accurate, they would have stabbed him before he even said a word. They would have been like, we didn't catch you already?
Right. Ugh, Gollum!
Exactly.
No, there wouldn't even have been a word. It would have been like, oh, I thought I got this guy.
He would throw a spear across a football Maybe. Field.
Didn't we throw him off a cliff?
There might have been a yuck.
Yeah.
Ew. Yeah,
it could have been.
Like, yeah. What you say before you step on a cockroach.
Yeah.
Ew.
Could have been.
Yeah.
If he dies, he dies.
All right. So anyway.
Oh, no, he dies.
We cover Blind Boys in 300. Are we all in a cheery enough mood now for...
Yeah.
The next one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got a pair of bad fashion choices going on. You guys know about the whole thing in New York City, the guy died getting choked out by the cops.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
We got a pair of available t-shirts here. One, an Illinois woman has applied for a trademark on the phrase "I can't breathe," so she can sell hoodies on the back of this guy's death.
Oh man.
Yeah, but I think that I want to actually make a hoodie that says I can't breathe, but instead of it being about some kid getting choked out, it's going to be Nick Manning throwing a fucking girl on his dick and be like, oh, I can't breathe. Dropping fucking loads on your fucking face.
Oh, no.
That's terrible.
That's really bad.
That's a fucked up thing to do, though. Like, this, that guy died
in front of everybody. You know?
Yeah.
Nah.
No.
That's not even funny to joke.
All right, now if that's not bad enough, she's trying to turn a profit. Yeah. There's a cop in Indiana who's selling a shirt that says "Breathe easy, don't break the law."
Motherfucker,
that's dick.
Yeah. Well, I like that. I'll get one of those.
Oh no!
The Nick Manning is like out of control, right. But the cop being like, "That kid's a lawbreaker. He should have died."
I'm obviously joking.
I don't know.
But my joke, you're like, your joke, you shouldn't even joke about Nick Manning making girls choke on his dick.
Right.
Nick Manning in the past few weeks has become a folk hero in this room.
I love Nick Manning. He's funny as hell.
I don't even know who that is.
He's a porn star who Brian's got a certain affinity for.
Like, all about a male porn
because
star.
Because Eric D'Annunzio brought up to me, he says these funny things like, I'm going to drop fucking loads.
He's got a soundboard.
That sounds like you guys watch him.
He's on Stern all the time. You probably heard him.
He's got a soundboard.
I definitely have heard him on Stern, but I'm not like all about that guy. Like, he's a fucking male porn star. I tend not to focus on him.
Brian may have to pull up this soundboard.
I tend to focus on
again
the other porn star in the porn.
I mean, I get that. Actually, at this point, some porn stars throw me off of my game where it's
the
like...
The non-bald one.
When you see like a Ron Jeremy in there and it's like, you should retire, bro.
Yeah.
Is he still doing it?
He is still doing it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty selective. I go on the YouPorn and I know...
Oh, he's pretty selective. He doesn't pay for it.
I know. Yeah. Who pays for porn? 2014.
You pay for porn?
Of course. We had the same conversation.
Yeah, we did have
last year.
We did?
Yeah.
I'm still in shock over it.
Well, you know, I like what I like.
Sucker?
No, I'm not a sucker. I just gotta
like
I'm not a fucking cheapo, Ken. Like,
cheapo. The internet's fucking free, bro. They put ads up. That it's how fucking The internet works in 2014.
I get how the internet
works. No. You're a sucker paying for porn. Who pays for porn?
Listen, as Lippy once said, why pay for porn when the 3-minute ads are for free?
Yeah, it's like, bro, you just watch.
I'm a fan of animated GIFs.
I've never watched a 3-minute ad. Go to YouPorn, bro. It's got fucking no.
I know the free sites, but you know what? It just wasn't doing it for me. I was like, you know what? I needs what I needs.
That's fucking weird, man.
All right, let's keep
it. It's not weird. It's porno.
Paying for porn.
Anyway. People have been paying for porn since porn.
Porn's been free since 1996.
All
right. Porn's been free since we found it behind dumpsters back when we were kids.
Yeah, well.
I was not fishing for porn behind dumpsters.
Pages blown in the wind.
That was how scrambled channels and
shit. Didn't fucking Bob Dylan have that kind of song? Was it like, find porn behind a dumpster, blown in the wind?
I don't think those were his lyrics.
I mean, that's
something lyrical.
Brilliant.
You may have heard him like that.
Yes, that's brilliant.
All right, we're going to move on. That story's bumming me out.
Wait a minute, hold on.
I think you guys
can't get over this, though. Are you paying for, like, the plots? Do you like the storyline? Is that what you're looking for?
Sometimes I do good parodies, yes.
He's in it for the acting, everybody.
Paranormal Fucktivity is pretty sweet.
Paranormal Fucktivity. Right,
is that a for real one?
Yeah, it's just
nice.
Right, well, I didn't know you were such
the Whore of Wall Street. That was
a porn connoisseur.
The Whore of Wall Street.
That sounds good.
You couldn't.
Was it 3.5 hours?
Long story short, she fucked a bunch of people.
Nice.
All right.
Good misleading title then.
It was not a surprise ending.
It's not a Kubrick movie.
No.
All right. Let's move on to something a little lighter. Mm-hmm. We have a Chilean radio station, Top 40, held a contest earlier this week offering tickets to a giant EDM festival, which sounds like a miserable place to be, an EDM festival in Chile.
Probably drugs going on at an EDM festival.
Well, they had a radio contest live on air to see who would win tickets to this thing. The winner of said contest won by giving the DJ a rim job live on the air.
That's fucking fantastic.
This is a...
Now that is a fucking contest I could get behind.
This is a male DJ.
You heard that, right?
Well, yeah.
I'm all right with it.
Who gave tickets to a female fan...
Who fucking
for licking whipped cream out of his butthole.
Yeah. Boom.
And then getting her to make out with other listeners.
Oh, that's a dirty part.
So they could win tickets.
Dude, this DJ should be famous. What is this man's name?
DJ Rimjob.
DJ Rimjob.
We gotta get behind this guy. This guy should be sponsoring.
I'm not getting behind some dude with his ass cheeks. All right?
There's a photo. They tweeted a photo.
I'm sorry, but if I could quote someone very dear to us, real niggas eat booty.
That's very true.
I'm a gangster nigga, real niggas eat booty.
I guess I'm not that gangster.
No, man. You're like, oh, I don't want to eat booty. I'm sure.
for like some real good concert tickets, you wouldn't fucking eat a girl's ass out?
Well, we're talking about a dude. He's the DJ.
It
wasn't gay. It was just hetero sex. Well, she was a girl.
Yeah, but the contest was open to everyone.
And no one. She licked his asshole.
It's still kind of gross.
No,
and
it's
then
not.
You're in Chile.
Willing to bet men kissed her afterwards.
You're getting dysentery.
Well, that's bad for the dudes.
Yeah, well, that's gross. Yeah, it is bad for the dudes, but like...
Yo, I just fucking French kissed DJ Rimjob's asshole.
What if she was really hot? What if she was really hot?
Here, Nanny.
You got to grab some titty and like fucking grab her booty.
Oh, yeah, bro, you totally grabbed her ass.
Hey.
Oh, okay, here's his name. DJ Paul Hip.
I'm all about DJ Paul Hip. He's my new favorite artist.
Yeah, man, you gotta
All right, go give him a Rimjob.
Like, why do you gotta make this gay, bro?
Ken wants some concert tickets.
I just want to say, you have said you're gonna get behind DJ Rimjob several times.
Like, I'm not gonna eat this guy's
and asshole.
And
you're all about his asshole contest.
Do you want to watch me eat a guy's asshole? Is this what this is about?
I know this is recorded. Good money to see you do that.
We've all heard.
I'm gonna jack off to it, but I cheer you on.
Like, what kind of good money?
Da-da-da-da-da. Eat the butt. Da-da-da-da-da.
Like, wait, what kind of good money are we talking here?
I don't know, like $15.
No. You would need it to be like life changing money, but a hot girl, $15 would do.
Nah, I'm not gonna try to see you do that. It's not degrading.
Why not?
Because it's not degrading. I'm only paying money because you're eating a dude's asshole.
Yeah.
That's funny to me.
Yeah, what is this fantasy
world? If you were a real friend, you'd pay some money to watch me eat a girl's asshole.
God, if you want, I'll buy you an escort. I mean, like, then don't eat her asshole up because she's a dirty bird.
Yeah.
All right. Left it from Ryan, Katz.
All right, next story. French monkey was tasered this
surrendered
week.
Today.
A cheese-eating surrender monkey.
He gave up his bananas and went into custody.
So, this is actually a news story. French monkey was tasered For stealing chocolate from children.
God damn.
I kind of like...
This sounds like a storybook.
Yeah. It was tasered. Well, monkeys could be a little bit violent. I could see you have to tase.
No, but he looks like a little chimp. He's not one of those big, like, orangutans.
He's like Mojo.
Yeah. I'm fucking joking, bro. You should... In no instance should you tase a monkey, ever.
Well, what in this...
What if the monkey ripped that girl's face off?
Wait, what kind of candy?
Okay,
was it?
I wish Joe was some, here, because I can't...
Some gross fucking dark chocolate.
The monkey... fucking speak, man. I wish Joe was here, because I can't pronounce where this monkey's from. I'm going to go with...
France.
Marcellus?
Marseille?
Marseille?
I know that's that is a place in France.
Let's go with that. There's a lot of L's in there, but I'm going to run with it.
Nice.
All right, so authorities think that this little monkey was raised illegally and then abandoned when it was an adult, but it started living solely on Kinder chocolate bars. It became a strong addiction that landed him on the wrong end of a taser after he started attacking kids outside of a school for their chocolate.
Did he have like a...
They had it coming, it sounds like. They were probably taunting
They were flaunting that chocolate.
Yeah, dude, they were flashing chocolate.
This My chocolate true. Brings monkeys to the yard.
Was he chained to some frog with one of those little boxes that he cranks like...
An organ grinder?
Yeah. That's why they have monkeys in France, right? Right? Like,
right.
All
right.
That's their deal.
To really get the most laugh out of that, you have to see the sincerity in this man's eyes.
Right. I'm sorry. For,
that's why they have monkeys.
That's why
anywhere.
They have monkeys, right?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Were they? I mean, besides, USA used monkeys in a great way. We shot them into space, and they actually, they did good things for mankind. Our monkeys. Those monkeys.
Yeah, they died in space.
They're American monkeys,
yeah,
though.
I mean, I don't agree with it, you know.
American,
I mean,
everything works better. American yeah. drugs are better. American cars are better. American
they were stealing astronaut ice cream, not just Kinder bars.
No, they weren't stealing it, Pete. They were fucking giving rations.
Those are rations, Pete. Astronaut ice
cream. You fucking asshole. They liked ice cream. That's a goddamn fucking...
I salute our monkeys. Fuck monkey. Those surrender monkeys.
That's an astronaut monkey. Mm-hmm. You salute him.
Though you, I have honest respect for
they get
American
little
monkey.
Fucking monkey major suits when they get back on land.
They don't come back.
They yeah. do sometimes.
They don't come back.
They do sometimes.
Sergeant Peaches never made it back.
Don't you say that. He's a hero.
You know full well what happened to him.
Sergeant Peaches, I salute thee.
He's mutated now when he hangs out with the Guardians of the Galaxy.
No way, man. They gave him a major suit when he came back. He's a decorated monkey.
Mm-hmm. Is this fucker dead or what?
No, monkey lived.
Oh, man. How did Thank that... God. How?
They tasered him into submission, but sent him to a local zoo to essentially put him in chocolate rehab.
Pray right. for Mojo.
Damn. Chocolate rehab.
Forgot that stupid song existed.
Let's see. We got a cow that went out in a blaze of glory. You guys want to hear that one?
A cow yeah. that
It was died. Like, no!
A cow escaped from a large meat machine in a hamburger factory.
He's like, run, motherfuckers!
Now, I picture this cow making his break for it to Leonard Skinner's Freebird, because I've seen The Devil's Rejects too much.
Him and a spoon jumped over the moon.
But you ever see how a cow...
Because he busted out of this place, raised, though, and then was tracked down by five officers, and he died in a hail of gunfire.
Cows really? Are dangerous, bro.
It's not a bull. He was probably just sitting on somebody's lawn. And...
What if somebody hit him with their car, though? That's like a...
He got shot dead by five police officers.
Well, you need a lot of bullets to Is fucking this... kill a cow, Pete.
Well, it didn't do anything. It survived the horrible torture fate only to be gunned down like a man.
Yeah. It got its fucking... What was coming to it.
Seriously, the end of Devil's Rejects.
It got what was coming to it. I hope they
that cow is now a hamburger.
Now,
you are so all over the map. You're pro monkey.
You're anti cow.
Anti cow.
Cows are
fucking cow though.
That thing was supposed to be turned into steaks, and it's now fucking full of bullets.
We don't need a monkey.
Monkeys have gone to space, while cows have just basically been a hamburger.
Monkeys have created AIDS.
What?
Well.
It wasn't like they were in a lab.
Somebody fucked the monkey and made it.
Look, no, it wasn't like the monkeys were in a lab concocting AIDS. They just like
okay,
had to come from.
Let's not go down this route. Yeah. Let's focus more on the story at hand. Mm-hmm. A cow escaped from a burger factory only to be tragically gunned down by cops.
That's just fucking a
bunch That sounds
of...
like bullshit, dude.
No, that sounds like less burgers for us.
There's more cows out there. This cow died a hero.
Well, cows fucking take what's coming to you.
His last words were, eat chicken.
to keep my cards forever.
Again, like, what are the police shooting at cows for? They couldn't have corralled that sucker right back into the slaughterhouse.
You just walk it back. You grab it by its, like,
it's really like, it's coming right for us.
Oh my god, it's really like the most fucking docile animal of all time.
They gunned it down, quote, in the name of public safety.
Public safety for a cow?
Yeah. What, cows don't do shit.
Left cow pies everywhere.
Where was this? There's not even a general public in that area.
Idaho?
Idaho. There's like 50 people living there.
In a meatpacking factory?
You seriously in Idaho have probably like 100 people for every square mile. Yeah. Like, what would a cow do?
Yeah, seriously, what threat to the general public was it was going to eat their grass? If you go like, we were really fucking vulnerable to losing a substantial amount of our grass.
That's Bermuda grass, Kentucky blue.
My Kentucky blue.
I just resodded this shit yesterday. Shoot that motherfucker.
I just pictured a thing with a big dumbbell around its neck.
Yeah, just eating grass.
All right.
Poor cow.
Kind of wants a baby Bill cheese.
Cow died a hero, though.
The cows.
He fucking, I bet he yelled, arrange me, right before he died.
I probably said moo.
Yeah. All right, I'll give you guys an option about the next. We only got four more. Mm-hmm. Here's the categories. We got Florida cops. We got dumb kids. We got Channing Tatum. And we got racist frats.
You sure this isn't one story?
Right.
Combine them all.
You have our story.
And you get this.
I want to hear Channing Tatum.
You want to hear Channing Tatum?
Let's hear her.
I like this because Lou actually sent me this story, and Lou hates Channing Tatum.
Well, the thing is, like, I can imagine his voice doing it. And in my head, his voice is just so derpy.
It's pretty much, all right, you know, the Sony leaks.
Right.
An email got out about 22 Jump Street, how good it was doing. It was an email chain between him, Channing Tatum, Jonah Hill, a couple studio execs. And they just found out that it had beat Ted for best, like, highest grossing R-rated comedy. So I will read verbatim his email.
In a Channing Tatum voice.
I don't have a Channing Tatum voice.
You have a
voice.
Derpy voice, right?
F you, Ted! No, I like Channing Tatum. I'm not going to get
it. You like him?
He's funny.
Yeah.
Wow. Both those movies are really funny.
You know, accidentally funny, right?
Those Jump Street movies are funny as shit.
Accidentally funny.
What's wrong with you, Lou?
First of all, he's funny in both the Jump Street movies and his cameo in This Is the End. He was funny in that, too. And realistically, what else was he in? G.I. Joe, which a collective suck happened.
Yeah.
And then
even The Rock sucked in those movies. And The
Rock one was worse than the one without The Rock. How does that happen?
That's like, how does that even go down?
He's the worst.
Anyway,
both of them?
Here's the email. I'll just
read it. Yeah, but shame on you guys for seeing that stupid G.I. Joe movie.
The first one was all right. Yeah, the second one sucked.
But here's his email. He wrote, F you, Ted. Second of all time, biatch. Come on, Jump Streeters. We got Kate Blanchett with this box office, bitches. Ah! It goes on like this for four more pages. I'm still scrolling. He kept writing "ha" about 2,000 times.
This guy is
in full caps.
Fucking,
it's awesome.
Daffy,
I'm with it.
It's awesome.
He's sick in the head.
Come on.
I think Channing Tatum was like, "I'm not giving you an autograph, Lou."
All right. First of all,
I think Lou hates the abs.
No, Lou, I won't make out with you.
He most certainly did this with, like, one letter at a time with the pointer finger.
Click.
Click.
The motion you're doing, he wrote like a T-Rex.
He probably did do it with one finger, you're right. It was his thumb on his phone.
Please say it the whole time. Ha, 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 ha.
This guy's a fucking dullard.
Oh, Lou.
Yeah.
A rich, famous
dullard. Fucking dullard.
He's funny.
All right, Lou.
Accidentally.
He's not accidentally funny.
Great
accidentally
he's legit funny.
Funny.
He's,
no,
got
he's not.
He's got great abs.
He's accidentally
he's
funny.
He's legitly funny in those fucking movies. Abs. Watch 22 Jump Street. That you movie's could, funny as fuck.
You can make your breakfast on his abs, bro.
You don't even have to heat him up.
It's hot enough.
He'll do a couple crunches. All
right,
get him warmed up for you.
What, 350?
You like him over easy?
you fuckers can do that. You do that.
I would love to cook breakfast on Channing Tatum's
just
stomach.
Get his fucking stomach yolk all over your face. I'm not a homophobe. This
guy's so gorgeous. I hate him.
This guy is.
I hate his gorgeous eyes and his ripped abs,
his beautiful face, his perfect teeth.
How he got to make those movies without wearing a helmet is beyond me.
What?
This guy needs to wear a helmet at all fucking times.
He's got a beautiful head of hair.
I hate how much he makes me masturbate at Magic Mike.
Oh my god! I mean, like. You're really killing him over his face that everyone loves but you.
He's a fucking dullard.
Like, you say
he's clearly not. You say he's literally looks, a rich famous
did dude. Did you read that email?
Yes. It's the same kind of email that we send to each other.
Yo, no, it's not. Yo, do you
only without with less emoticons.
Here's how I'm going to debunk you. Do you find men hot?
Men?
Yes.
No.
So why would you be the leading expert on Channing Tatum's hotness in his face?
I didn't say he's not hot. I said
women find that guy gorgeous.
He's a dullard.
Is he? Who cares?
He's a Hollywood actor. I don't know that you could be a dullard.
Yeah, you can. Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage is not a dullard.
He's not a dullard. He's a whack job. Get it right. All right,
whatever. Exactly, okay. Like Nick Nolte.
The guys from Jackass.
Drunk. Yeah.
The guys from Jackass.
Gary
stupid.
Busey.
Crazy. Brain damage. He's crazy. He's crazy more than stupid.
He's crazy.
He's brain damaged.
Like 2 plus 2.
Nobody
let me tell you a story.
Dullard.
Plus two means totally wonked on the noggin.
Can I get a bottle of vodka?
You guys are gay for this dude.
A little bit.
And
whatever. Just because you can cook bacon on his abs doesn't mean I'm gay.
Clearly.
I want to make you breakfast on
he's
his stomach.
He's typing
bro.
This thing on like baby's first computer. Yay, we won!
Probably got like a MacBook Air.
No, what I'm picturing is that he pretty much just embodied his character from that movie when he wrote that email. Because that's exactly how his character behaves in that.
All right, so let's move on.
Yeah. All right. Cop story, kid story, or frat story?
Frat.
Yeah.
Frats. All right. I was hoping Jillian would be here for this one. Because this is, again, to me, a non-story.
Yeah.
But people are making it into a big story. Phi Delta Theta of the University of Pennsylvania are in some shit after they posted a Christmas card featuring all of them smiling and one of them embracing a black blow-up sex doll.
Why is that a thing?
I don't know.
Who cares?
First of all,
are they what, black or the white?
Sex they're doll all definitely white guys. Has
is there,
those
some,
white
is there
lips.
Something wrong with a black blow-up sex doll?
That it's really this is what's bugging me is that so many people are upset. Black student organization, the women's group, the Latina group, the Gay Alliance group are all upset.
Why, but first of all, why are the gays upset?
I don't know why the gay. I can't even tell if it's a male sex doll
are
or
they
a female.
Just jumping
sex.
On the bandwagon is like y'all upset. We're upset.
It's one of those dopey blow up dolls.
Yeah,
you can't tell annoying. What the fuck it is. Let's see.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I got a bigger.
There was a
here.
Joint statement from all these groups saying the inclusion of a radically and sexually charged object in such a flagrant fashion displays a serious and immediate need for repercussions that reflect the severity of this misogynistic racist offense. We firmly believe that when an event like this marginalizes one of our communities, it marginalizes all of us.
Why do they feel like they gotta use big words?
Every fucking thing anybody does is racist, sexist, homophobic, or what have
you. But I got a bigger, there's a bigger issue here. If you were going to buy a sex doll, would you get a black or a white one?
I wouldn't buy one because it's a balloon.
Asian one.
It's a balloon. I'd probably buy a Chinese one.
Yeah,
no,
Asian.
Japanese.
Asian.
Japanese.
Asians?
I mean,
I draw a distinction with my friend.
We're splitting hairs.
I draw a distinction.
I would probably get a black one. I'm not going to lie. I'd probably get a black one.
You preferable?
If I'm buying a sex doll,
if the dimensions are the same, still black?
You want something you're not getting in real life. I've met your
big
girl.
Booty.
I don't think they they build XL booty on the
what
black
one.
Why
about?
Not? It's plastic.
It,
they just color it different.
Doll?
It's
you ever
cheaper.
See a real doll, motherfucker?
If well, you're fucking a balloon, no. Who gives a fuck?
He's talking
it's
a balloon.
A blow-up doll?
You can have a... Yes, it's a blow... It's one of those with the wide open mouth and the arms at like the right angles.
Yeah, it's one of those Superhero 6 joints.
Oh, fuck that. Who cares?
The what?
Superhero 6 joints?
I don't know what you're
talking
about.
The
movie... Big Hero 6?
Big Hero 6.
Like...
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Took me a second.
Still, the thing has those fucking racist lips on it.
One woman...
God, that's a maker's fault, not the frat's fault.
You don't think they did that?
The frat? No.
A black student at the school actually tweeted this. The level of racial stress I've been under since being here is crazy.
Hey, shut up.
How... Fucking oversensitive, all right? Is everybody.
Everybody's over.
Everybody.
Just get over it, kid.
Every fucking buddy. Relax.
All right.
It's a balloon.
Bunch of white kids hanging out together.
You know what I'm more concerned about? You know what I'm more concerned about? More than one dude in this photo is wearing adult footy pajamas.
What the hell's a footy pajama?
Where the feet are attached.
They sound like a bunch of herbs.
They suck. They're a frat. Of course they're a bunch of herbs.
Come on,
they
man.
They suck.
They're paying people to be friends with each other.
Frats suck. Exactly. Exactly.
Bunch of herbs. All right, on to the next one. Cops.
Right. So, but we as a group of predominantly white men in a room, sorry, Lou, are all in agreement.
Yeah, we're racist.
This is stupid.
Oh, why are you trying to keep me down? You motherfuckers.
Now, Lou, your point of view?
You guys are just like...
Not in my country club, Lou.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like, stop fucking messing with our overprivileged white boys. Do whatever they want.
We're not telling you this, house.
Yes, you are. You're like...
No, but I'm saying they're douches, but everyone else is a douchebag for this being so upset over a fucking picture.
Yeah, but Lou, on the opposite spectrum, I'm also saying stop messing with my underprivileged minorities doing what they want.
This is a consistent thing. Every week... Another fucking fraternity or sorority does this.
Well, that's just...
And they never get in trouble for it.
But no.
No,
they and this is them being like, let's see what we can do.
Yeah, but all this is a black sex style. If it was a white sex style, no, there'd be no problem. So it's not, it has nothing to do with women then.
No, but what's baffling me is the gay groups, the women groups. Why are they all getting involved? Why is the gay group involved
because they have
a
sex
toy? Was it a gay fraternity?
I'll tell you right now, the women groups...
It's just,
you sure?
Well, they're all in footy pajamas. I'm going to fuck it up. No, but why is the gay group so upset?
Maybe it's a gay fraternity, bro.
Why? I can't even tell if it's a male or female sex doll. So why is the Lesbian Alliance upset?
They probably have done everything to every single minority group there.
Oh, you know what? It's a female sex doll because one guy said he was hoping it would represent Beyonce.
And it probably had a pussy on it.
Yeah, but you know what? I read this story and it took me several minutes to find the sex doll in the picture. It was like, where's Waldo?
You know, it's come on, it's the one.
There's 25 people in this photo.
And the one
it's the one piece of coal in the snow, bro. What are you talking about?
It blends in with this guy's shirt. You can't even find it.
Guy wearing a brown shirt, just plain brown. Like, yo, what up,
dude? No, you would hate this motherfucker. He's in flannel.
I don't hate people in flannel. I'm friends with you. Like, you
disrespect them.
Right. I get tired of looking at that shit every once in a while. It's like, hey, man.
Thank you for wearing a t-shirt.
How about stripes?
Let's tell this story.
You should fucking get flannel wallpaper on this side so Pete just disappears.
I just see beard and face.
Like, what color's my shirt?
It's like a green screen. It's
like, don't ruin it.
If I had a flannel background over there, it would be like with Pete being a green screen. I could put whatever on him.
Get like a box and a turban for this guy. He'd pop out like Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Make a hi-ho.
We're wearing a flannel at some point today, too. Because that's a shirt that you wear under a flannel.
No, this is my work shirt today.
Shirt you wear under
You knew you were coming here.
Took the flannel off.
Had that like Indian tear in his eye when he took it off.
Tell me that's not a shirt that you would wear under a flannel.
Is it?
You got the full lumberjack look going. You're trying to be a lumberjack, bro.
They don't hate on the guns, brother. Anyway.
No one was. You're in luck.
Just call me old lumberjack. Muscly and bearded. That's what he's saying.
That's what I meant.
All right. Let's keep going.
All right. Next story. 11-year-old girl's a bitch.
Yep. Moving on.
Good story.
Final story. Now, she stole $10,000 from her grandmother's sock drawer.
Grandma's fucking loaded.
Grandma's loaded.
Yeah.
In Arkansas.
That's Arkansas rich.
Yes.
Handed $1,300 to a cab driver and said, take me to Florida.
She could have got like a Southwest flight for like $80.
Yes.
She's 11.
Not as an 11-year-old girl.
She's 11.
The cab driver's definitely getting locked up here.
And she was told she was trying to get to her 16-year-old crush's house, who she had met on vacation.
Jesus Christ.
That's awesome.
Hyper-developed 11-year-old.
Lock up your daughters.
Why is she a bitch? I think that's awesome.
She stole fucking $10,000 from Mammy.
She stole 10 grand from Mama.
What was Mama doing with
She stole fucking Mammy's life.
Mammy was slinging.
Fucking.
She was slinging dope.
Every penny she
Jacksonville,
had.
Jacksonville, Florida, where half of our news stories come from.
Yeah, it's a good area.
It's a good area for white trash.
In fact, it was even in a story tonight.
So she dolled herself up in a ton of makeup. The cab driver said she looked 17, maybe 18 years
old. No way. 11-year-old?
And he drove all the way to Jacksonville, Florida with this little girl.
It's like, what do you want to go to, the Chuck E. Cheese bitch? Like, Gymboree?
Before they completed their journey, though, police used cell phone records and located the preteen. Caught her. Taxi driver's fine, though. No trouble.
Mammy wants her fucking money.
Mammy wants her money. $1,300.
You stole my buffalo nickels.
What if those nickels was given to me by Franklin Roosevelt?
Here's a picture of me blowing Jagger Hoover.
I had to suck his dick rotten.
He didn't think it was weird when she paid him in like ones and fives.
I have 10 grand in straw pennies.
Church money.
All right, what's next?
Final story.
I still want to talk about Mammy.
Mammy's a dick.
Yeah, that was a good run, you know.
All right,
Mammy's a hoe.
I think Mammy was living dope. Who's got 10K in cash?
She didn't invent the hand job, but she invented the finger in the ass thing.
You shouldn't have taken that. That's my dope money.
She's out on the corner, like, taking singles and throwing up three fingers and fucking pointing them around.
You haven't any idea how many shockers I've had to give to
Mammy,
get that.
Mammy had to replace her knees 3 times.
That was for two things.
That rug burn is devastating.
And the white dragon.
They thought it was just like a nice old lady, she had Manny's pistol too. Definitely had bodies on it. Manny was slinging dope. I know dope slinging.
Manny had the greatest like drawer ever. It was like $10,000 of a handgun, and then a kilo blow. It was like, well, let's go to Jacksonville, Florida, where all of these are worth more than gold.
Manny went upstairs. She opened the drawer. She's like, thank God she didn't touch the fucking package. Like, closed it up. Called up the cops, she's like, my granddaughter,
thank God she left the dildo.
$10,000? No, there's no dildo, though. They're probably
it was just
that
old
was stuffed
fashion.
With cocaine.
Yeah, she sat down and made herself a fucking stiff
old fashioned dildo.
Yeah, you had to crank it to get it to vibrate.
Steam powered,
was it wooden?
Like an organ grinder.
Yes.
Which is also a terrible name for a dildo.
It's a good workout while you masturbate, though.
I must have been a black dildo with the organ grinder.
All right. Let's do the last story.
The BBC.
When you're a cop profiling people,
you're on duty.
Right.
Yes, that is actually the point of the story. Be careful if you pull over a Harvard grad who knows the fucking law, because you're in trouble.
What, cop's not a lawyer.
Cop's basically a dickhead with the gun.
Yeah, pretty much. He's like, I'm fucking taking the info stuff.
So this guy, he was a cop. Harold Garzon has racked up his 16th internal affairs case against him when he pulled over a guy playing NWA a little too loud.
I'm just a cop.
It was fuck the police.
I go right on instincts.
He heard fuck the police. He pulled over this guy who just happened...
I didn't trust his look.
To be a double Harvard graduate.
I saw him reaching into his jacket in a sleight of motion. Didn't know what he was doing. Thought he could be going for a gun. Had to pull him over.
This guy's lucky black. He didn't do that. I believe he is Hispanic.
Will he smell a little marijuana smoke?
No, he's an Hispanic dude. So that's where the trouble lies.
That's strike number one.
Yeah. So, song comes on, two. Fuck the police is the refrain.
You're right, it is one and two. Yeah.
The guy's name, the guy who got pulled over.
Oh, this strike three, too.
Juan.
All they give is his last name, Baldelomar. Baldelomar.
Baldelomar.
Baldelomar.
He's going back to wherever he's from.
So the cop looked over, said, you're really playing that song? Pull over. Pulls him over. Cop says, it's illegal to play loud music within 25 feet of another person. Law student starts to laugh. He said in 2012, the state Supreme Court struck down any law banning loud music. I knew that because that was the case. I actually studied in law school. Cop gets angry, calls over two other cops, and demands proof of insurance.
Cop's like, wait a minute, boy. You know the law?
Right.
Hold on a second.
Who?
You're going to use the law against me?
I am the law! I am the law!
You see this?
I am the law.
Sylvester Stallone.
So then the guy pulls out his info that's on his phone. Cop says it's got to be paper, which it doesn't because Florida changed its law last year. Finally, the cop leaves him with three tickets, one for insurance, one for having an out-of-state license plate, and one for not wearing a seatbelt, which the student says he was wearing a seatbelt the whole time and is a resident of Massachusetts where this all went down. When the student asked the cop where the noise violation was, the whole reason for pulling him over, the cop told him, don't get smart.
Please don't.
Right.
It's really fucking
don't fuck your whole shit up.
I mean, he had to go get backup once he got fucking flim-flammed.
Dude.
Yep.
The cops.
So the student, you know, brought this out in the open. He said, I'm educated, I know my rights, and I speak English, so I can fight this. But what about when this happens to somebody who's not so lucky? Policing has to change in this country. And I agree.
Yeah, I once got
and I love this because you look at this cop's face and he looks like every fucking douchebag who failed in high school football.
Cops should have tased him.
He's got this fucking...
You want to talk about derp faces.
He definitely has derp face.
I got,
he looks like Channing Tatum if he stopped taking care of himself 15 years ago.
Mouth agape. Probably drooling. Like, this guy's like, da.
My wife don't fuck me no more.
I need backup.
This Mexican talk weird to me.
Right. Stop using big words.
How do you know my language?
Stop making so much noise. You're giving me a headache.
I hate words.
The problem is, like, they just...
I am the law.
They let, like, any old asshole be a cop. Who wants to be a fucking cop? Like,
no. Apparently I do.
Dickheads.
The biggest dickheads.
I didn't amount to much.
A lot of bald guys want to be cops, too.
He's got very short hair.
Looks yeah, like I'm got a buzz cut.
It's receding.
They're, like, short and bald guys. They're, like, guys who's got, who, like, obviously have complexes.
Yeah.
And the law, if you, like, are a smart guy, they're like, whoa, whoa.
This guy's like, I only have two chins.
We're not hiring, bud. You're...
Like, question one, a cop exam. How do you feel about minorities? Question two, how do you feel about donuts? Question three, see question, first two questions, you passed. Like,
question one, not too fond.
You don't see a good, question like, figures two, am I holding up?
Question two, very fond. Question three, repeat the question.
If you fucking look at their, like the actual, like, amount of crimes they solve, it's, like, staggeringly bad.
Yeah.
Like, for real, like, cops suck. I hate cops. They're basically there to give you tickets, more or less, just so they can make money for the towns and the states. Yeah.
Bill collectors.
They barely solved the case of Mammy's missing money.
Mama's 10 grand
stolen. And that's because shit, she... The phone company solved that
and
shit.
And that's because she probably owned the whole town.
The cops
that's all thanks to the Find My iPhone app.
The cops like, walked into Mammy's room, saw the drawer open, the money taken, footprints walking outside... And, like, tracks from a car.
They're like, call the phone like, company, see what she's doing.
I think it might have been black people, guys.
You know what I'm seeing? Puerto Rican.
Two Puerto Ricans.
Look at those small footprints.
In that case, 19 Puerto Ricans that were arrested for no reason.
Gotta be shooting and a choking. And
look, it's small footprints. Gotta be an Asian man. About 5'3".
Well, that pretty much sums up the news. You want to play a game I came up with today randomly?
Yeah, let's try it. I got a job for it. Yeah,
that sounds kind of gay.
Play me some Asian style music.
Oh, that sounds really gay. If you touch me, I don't grab me there. Woo! I don't want to play this game.
You don't have to participate.
Now, we stopped doing movies, but I found this site that had a bunch of funny ass Chinese bootleg DVDs on it.
Love it.
So what I'm going to do is read you mistranslations and their versions of the movies, and you're going to give me...
What movie it is?
What movie it is.
Oh, this is a great game.
There's three rounds.
Oh, I love it already.
We got titles, we got taglines, and we have descriptions, which is called the impossible round. So we're going to start with movie titles. I'm going to read you what the Chinese bootleg movie says as the title of the movie. You're going to give me what the actual movie may actually be.
All right.
Gotcha. All right, so I'm bringing up a little scoreboard here. Ready for the first one?
Yes.
Sean Connery versus the cock.
Is it Crouching Pussy, Hidden Penis?
I'm going to say it's The Rock.
I don't know. Diamonds
Are Forever?
He's a real...
Ken got it. That's an actual movie.
Wait, these are real movies? Are these Chinese movies?
No, these are actual movies.
Like, you know that little Asian dude that will come by the job and be like, you want to buy these shitty movies?
Oh, all right.
And they have the wrong print.
When
on
I say
the
bootlegs, bootlegs of American movies.
Yeah.
So you're going to guess the actual movie.
I thought I was going to get Chinese movies all day. Like,
so the first one, Sean Connery versus
Yellow
the Cock,
Thunder,
is in fact The Rock.
Like it.
Next one. First one to yell it out wins. Mm-hmm. Bare ass green big man.
Hulk.
Yeah.
It could be much better. Could have been
Gumby. A very Gumby Christmas.
All right.
Have yourself a Gumby little Christmas.
Now we got a 2-pack DVD here.
A 2-pack? Like Thug Life 2-pack?
Yeah.
No, it's a 2-for-1. We got Reluctant Hero. Reluctant Hero must defeat his enemies, has no shoes. And Reluctant
Hero
2.
Die Hard.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I thought if you didn't get it, Reluctant Hero 2 is called His Wife Is in Danger.
It could have been any movie.
Well, technically, no, they're wrong, man, because the first one, his wife was in danger.
Okay.
We should have let him finish the description first.
Now we're gonna get weird. Right. Things are gonna get weird and hard here.
Yeah, weirder than
we're up to taglines. These are the taglines to describe the movie on the front of the case. Ready?
Gotcha.
First one: Jesus speaks Nigeria languages.
Something about Kanye West, I guess.
I'm gonna say Passion of the Christ.
Ken got it.
I don't know.
Nigeria language? What the fuck does that even mean?
Okay, I'm gonna give you a little heads up.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. This next one is a TV series.
Gotcha.
It's not a movie. He child abuse and torture.
Child, I don't know.
He child abuse and torture.
Like Dexter?
Yeah, Brian.
Oh, it's saying. Oh no, he said TV series.
I don't know. I've never seen
that. Child abuse and...
that none of that happened in the show.
This is the most important... Nobody's getting this shit. But this one made me laugh. A former sports star who's fallen on hard times starts coaching.
The replacement. O.J. Simpson documentary.
Starts coaching. A fallen sports star starts coaching.
Little Giants.
What's that movie?
Bad News
Bad
Bears.
Bad News Bears.
You're all wrong. The movie is Django Unchained.
What?
Are they talking to that? Did they really think he's Stephen Willie Beeman?
I have the photo right here. It says Leonardo DiCaprio.
Big American actor Stephen Willie Beeman in Django Unchained.
A real thing. Leonardo DiCaprio, Jonah Hill starring Django Unchained, a former sports star who's fallen on hard times, starts coaching.
Coaching what?
That sounds like Coach Carter.
Now here's the next one. Ready?
Coaching Mandingo fights.
These get weirder. The white man wanted a stud to breed slaves.
That sounds like a porno. Is it a porno?
It's not a porno.
It's like Ass Gapers 3.
Seabiscuit. It is a sequel to something.
Seabiscuit 2, The Horsening.
Yeah. I couldn't even imagine. I don't even know what Roots 2?
The correct answer.
More slaves.
Right. The correct answer. The Matrix Reloaded.
Gotcha. Holy shit. There were slaves in that?
We were all slaves in the fucking Matrix.
I knew it. What's his name was just too fucking white.
All right. Final one for this category.
He was the slave, I guess, right?
Yeah.
You know, Cowboy Curtis.
Make a lick like a high, make a lick a honey ho.
Right.
Last one for this category. Ready? Thank you, noble black something, for saving us from Hitler and the evil white Nazis.
Is that Spike Lee movie?
Thunderbirds or whatever?
Thunderbirds?
Thunderbirds are go!
Thundercats?
The Miracle of Santa Ana?
Nope.
Oh, damn. What did it say? Black devil and white something or other?
It's from Nazis.
I can't read what this one word says.
Saving Private Ryan.
I think time is out.
It says, thank you, noble black man, for saving us from Hitler and the evil white Nazis.
Shot in the dark, Iron Man 2.
The Tuskegee
Airmen. Inglourious Basterds.
Okay, see, you guys know where it is. I know Ken was on the right track, but he got the wrong movie name, and you got the right subject matter with Tuskegee Airmen.
Red Tails.
It's Red Tails.
Right.
Brian, I'm going to go ahead and give you the point.
All right.
You should see the bootleg cover, too. It's just like the normal cover, but with a white chick in a bikini, like, giving a salute.
Has anyone actually seen Red Tails?
No.
Just quick story about it. The whole movie's actually all right. The fighting scenes are great, except that it splits into two stories. One story is about this black guy falls in love with an Italian woman. They neither of them speak the same language, and they just love each other for some whatever reason. Yeah. And the other guy gets imprisoned in a concentration camp, fights his way out of it, fucking... goes and saves everybody, right? And they make it back and they're like, you know what? We respect you as a man. And I'll tell you what they showed all of and what they showed none of.
What?
The love story was the whole movie, yeah. And the guy who made it out of the Nazi concentration camp saving the entire crew was like 2 seconds. Damn. You saw him in there and then you saw him out of there. Like, you know what? Guys, it was a crazy journey.
You know who directed that shit?
Oh.
George Lucas.
Yeah, good.
Ick.
What a piece of shit.
All right, we got
also, I hated the theme song. It's like Red Skrillex. Tails, woo,
Red Tails, woo. I've been on those Red Tails, woo.
Yeah. Oh, it's not appropriate for the time.
Yeah, dude.
This is another TV series.
Yeah.
This one's tagline: "Guys, where are we?"
Dude, where's my car?
It's a TV show.
TV. Guys, where are we? Doctor Who.
No, no, no. It's that show with the actual guy from that Dude, Where's My Car movie. It's the Seth 70 show.
Ken already got it. Lost.
Oh.
On the front of the package, it says Lost. Guys, where are we?
That should be the first question in Lost. Like, when they got that island, guys, where are we? Like,
yeah. All right, you guys up for this round, the descriptions round?
Yeah.
All right. Some of these, I might blur some of the character names, so you're forced to guess. Other ones, I'm just going to read them out, right? Mm-hmm. Let's start at the top here. All right, some of these are utterly ridiculous. Ten Zhongyan. Good baking friends, Marshall, suddenly tell the name of him. Not his barrier, too lazy to fry. Their phase agent made very long monster potato female key pal, Lily Bear. B, Russia. Kindergarten teach throwing division camp, Ted. This is a TV series.
How I Met Your
Yes,
mother.
He got it!
Lily Bear, I knew it.
I was completely lost.
Yeah.
Me too. It was like Cookie Bear, Lily Bear.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
He said shit about potato camp. Yeah, I'm like, dude. Something more.
And then Ted Mosley.
Yeah.
I don't even watch that
it
show.
All that in show the... is gay.
I don't even
it's
watch
fucking
that.
Fucking gay.
Yeah.
Okay. It is pretty rough.
This one's a movie. James finds himself this time at the catches with
007?
Skyfall? Yeah, I was going to say
nope.
Shit.
With a criminal organization directed by a certain Dominic Green. Businessman, extremely crafty one, determined to make control of the natural resources of the terrestrial sphere. A mission which will...
Oh, the Matt Damon movie. The one that he was like, all the poor people on Earth and all the rich people in space?
Nope.
That's...
Not... Wait. You guys were on the right track, but you got the wrong movie. So... A mission which will involve 007 in Austria, Italy, and Latin America.
Don't even know that.
I don't know enough about Bond movies.
You said...
Wait, which one was it? What were the countries again?
Austria, Italy, and Latin America.
Like, all of them, right?
I mean, they do cover the most of the world. But it's got to be relatively new because it's a thing. I want to say it's one of the Daniel Craig ones.
Say one. Just say a name.
Quantum of Solace.
Ken got the point. Quantum of Solace.
It's the same movie.
Yeah.
It's not. Sorry, had to be picky about that one.
Which, by the way, I watched one of the old ones with Sean Connery, Diamonds Are Forever.
It's nice to be able to go this week.
You really have to have grown up with it, because if you try to just go back,
that chick's still hot in that movie, dude.
One, I don't think.
Well,
so.
Well, Diamonds Are Forever is one of the weaker ones. Did you see Dr. No?
No, but I saw
you
at
see
the
Goldfinger?
End. He fucking he launches the guy off the boat after attaching that bomb to him.
Remember everyone. 20 no's and a yes is a yes.
And he said. The guy
sometimes
did like
you
a.
Have to smack a bitch.
He did a noise like Goofy does when he falls down.
Yahoo!
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Wilhelm scream.
All right, next round. All right.
Yeah.
This is a movie. I won't take any names out of it. And I won't also. You could just say the franchise at a certain point because it's going to be very obvious. A movie star plots revenge after suffering near tragedy due to relentless hounding by an unsavory ring of tabloid photographers.
Taken?
Harry and his friends Ron and Hermione return as witch...
Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Yes.
Tabloid photographers?
It's a Harry. He's just a Harry.
Now, see,
and Hermione.
No.
But the point is, that doesn't happen in any movie.
Yeah.
Bad translation.
I'm sorry, Django was a coach? Like, whatever. That's way more like into the what happened than Django.
I think they were talking
the
about
the fuck they think happened in Django. It's like, oh, this black guy, good coach.
They're never talking about the black guy. They're never talking about the black guy. That's what you gotta remember.
Oh, they're talking about the white dude?
The black guys.
Okay.
Yeah, like, this about white guy's like Vince Lombardi.
Christopher Waltz is the coach. He coaches Django. Yeah. You gotta think like an Asian.
This is like Rudy too.
As Christopher Waltz would say, you're thinking like the eagle up in the stage. You gotta think like the fucking rat, bro.
Alright, you ready for the next one? This is another movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Be opinionated, adventurer. Star Prince to become the number one target of the bounty hunter in
Star Wars. Star Wars.
Nope.
Guardians.
Yes. You got it.
Bounty hunter? Come on now.
I'll read a little bit of it.
I said something about space. I just guessed.
Star Prince. Star Lord. But I'll keep going just a little bit of it.
I'm a bona fide prince.
In order to escape after the endless... Forced and Forby misfits, a motley crew of lions armed with machine guns, Rocket Raccoon, Shur and Groot, ferocious mysterious card magic, as well as a vengeful D-Lax the Destroyer.
At what point do they kill a master?
I don't know. Like, that sounds like a good movie, though.
Yeah.
Four lions doing card magic in space? I want to see that movie.
Okay.
Simba, it's your now deal.
Here's the situation that I'm in. I have a few more.
Yeah.
But I want to narrow it down to one, but we got a tie. And the rest of these are impossible to get.
Give us an impossible one.
You sure?
Yeah,
sure. Let's do it.
Okay.
The hardest one.
So do you want the hardest
one? How about the next one that gets one wins?
Here's the hardest one.
If anyone
does. I will give you the hardest one.
Yeah.
If anybody gets this,
they win.
You're a psychic. Snowboarding through life, David appears to lead life.
Out cold.
Handsome, wealthy, and charismatic. The young New York publishing executive's freewheeling existence.
The Wolf of Wall Street.
It's enchanting. Seems to be missing something.
Frozen.
Incorrect. Oh. The correct answer. I'm sorry, you all chimed in. The Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Ring.
That's awesome.
Snowboards? Like,
yeah. Snowboarding through life.
What the fuck are they watching?
That's Frodo.
Okay, ready for the next one.
Yeah.
A long walk.
When she touched something on the back of the youth, she was surprised and asked he with her beautiful eyes. The man was very excited to show her figure.
Studio 54.
Nope. Which was supported by the bamboo. How surprised the girl was. The figure was the girl drawn on the big paper. And the paper was as herself. Having seen that the girl was so angry,
I am fucking blame too the stoned to pay attention to all
Spider-Man?
These
nope.
Words.
Blame the youth. Why do it in the desperate time? She was so ad to die.
I'm gonna say it was up.
You give up?
Oh, yeah. He said up.
Oh, up? No. The correct answer is Catch Me If You Can.
Oh my god.
Alright. Alright, Spider-Man's Catch Me If You Can. It's like it rhymes. I was almost there.
You're going to get this one. This is it. I read you those to read you this one. This is the giveaway. But I'm going to try to hide the character names and just name the franchise.
I'll do it.
The story describes the second princess of insurrection of a far away...
Star Wars.
You got it. A far away and intergalactic empire occurrence, part two. Under two robots.
Who would buy a gook stone?
Oh, man.
Not me.
The Entwar.
Can you imagine the stormtroopers? It's walking around with the slitty eyes. It's like...
Ken wins by a point.
And racism.
Yo, can you imagine the stormtroopers with the thin eyes? It's like,
I can't see a thing out of this helmet.
I think like
what the fuck's going on? That's, no wonder I can't shit.
That would make sense.
You should call that game Think Like a Chink.
Think Like No,
oh,
I'm not calling it that.
Wow.
All right, on that horrible note,
I think that's what we should
guys, go. We're going to do a first here.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break.
That's not a first.
With a commercial.
Oh, all right. So you want to play the commercial?
Yeah. So obviously we've been doing some networking. We've been talking to other people. One of those people is these guys from Urban Toledo Podcast.
Hell yeah, Urban Toledo.
Yeah, you should actually check out their show. They do something similar to us, but what they also do is some music.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I always thought of, but this place is too tiny. You can never fit any kind of musical instrument at all.
There's a guitar right
there. Well, can you guys play?
I can.
Hand it over.
All right, so let me just play the sound bite they put together for us.
Well, just stop... Aaron Leeds play their commercial.
All right, here we go.
Whoops.
Hey, this is Patrick.
And this is Austin.
And this is the Urban Toledo Gang Podcast. We have music! Okay, good. You forgot to sing. So this time remember to sing.
Sorry, okay. I will right, sing next go. Time. Got it. Let's do this.
Hey, this is the Urban Toledo Gang Podcast with Patrick.
In my name...
Stop! You can't have a song for you and not for me. That's not fair.
Fine.
It's not fair.
Okay, I'll do your song. Let's go. Yeah.
Welcome, everybody. My name is
Patrick, and my name is Austin.
Don't cut me off.
Oh,
don't cut me off. Welcome, everybody, to the Urban Toledo Gang Podcast. My name's Patrick.
My name is Austin, baby. Did you want to come over and lick on my dick and balls?
That was insulting. That was insensitive and not appropriate.
for an advertisement.
I'm sorry. It's an Urban Toledo Gang podcast. Everybody wanna sing and clap. You can find us on iTunes and Instagram, baby.
Every Friday, every week, Urban Toledo Gang podcast.
Word. Those are buddies at the Urban Toledo Gang podcast. Thank you guys for coming on. Funny shit. Mm-hmm. If you like us, you'll like them. So check them out on Facebook. Check them out on iTunes. Check them out on YouTube. Rate and review them. Give them a good review. Fucking talk these guys up. Because they're funny dudes.
Good people.
Yeah. Rate and review us while you're at it. Because people don't understand like how much that actually counts.
And I was thinking, like you were saying before we took a little break.
Yeah.
How like we don't have a musical guy?
Yeah.
We do music.
You do music.
Lou alone is the musical machine of this.
Oh, we did the one track.
You don't play the keyboard like that, dude, but you no. You play old-timey music and do jazz hands?
I have multiple songs as Randy Newman, guys.
That's true.
That's true. You're also musical.
You know what? What we do are like little previews. We don't get into it with like a chorus and shit, you know?
But anyway, thank you, guys.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome. Check them out.
Although we do have the Herman song.
Play the Herman song.
But the whole thing's like 3 minutes.
I love it so much,
it's
though.
It's so bad.
I love it so much.
I'll play like a little taste.
Play a taste.
A snippet.
I gotta lower the volume too, because it's loud. Yeah.
I need this as a ringtone.
The Herman remix.
It's gonna be terrible.
Motherfucker! Make a lick of honey, make a lick of honey.
Work that puss.
Work it again. I'll give you everything on my bottom hose.
Right. Make that booty clap. Why don't you?
You're not gonna fucking do that, right?
No, even Kenny got in on that shit,
Mike,
man.
Your booty clap. Why don't,
I have that yet as a ringtone?
I know.
It's fucking upsetting.
Ken, I hope you never die, but if you do die, I'm going to put that in your tombstone.
Make that booty clap.
Here lies Pope Ken.
You should get a floral arrangement.
I'm going to have Pete draw like a drawing that's going to be etched in your tombstone that's going to be you throwing dollars at a strip club, and that's going to be your quote. Make it was like booty. Born 1986.
How about me with dollars in my mouth at a strip club?
Putting it in with your tongue.
Just like shaking my teeth.
And it's gotta be like with the
you with dollar bills and a D-string in your mouth.
It's gotta
you're
be
gonna
her
do
ass.
It, you might as well be fucking realistic.
Real niggas eat booty.
That's right. You actually made the cut for our preview ad too.
What well, same about, the same thing.
Yeah, and being like, do you watch those briefs with starch?
Okay, to be fair, that was the funniest goddamn thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I don't even remember.
Make the booty clock white.
We were just being like extra fucking white.
Yeah, I don't know why.
So we moving on to something else?
Let's do a little stupid people. Ba-ba-ba-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Stupid people.
Stupid people. Much like the news, but dumber. All right, we got a Kentucky... Well, before I even go into this story, do you guys know what a Shop with a Cop event is?
Shop with a Cop?
A cop and shop?
I'm guessing no. I guess no. No, nobody?
That was just repeating what
you
said.
You basically just repeated it in opposite
it's
words.
It's like you offer the cop money to like let you off?
No.
A cop and shop is a cop in a liquor store who's like looking for underage.
A Shop with a Cop event is a way of the police department to branch out to the citizens. Basically, they go to an underprivileged neighborhood, they give kids a certain amount of money, and they say, you shop with the cops, you get to buy Christmas presents for your family.
The kids are like, how come we can't buy a G-Pack with that and just flip it on the corner?
It's like, nah, I don't want to get my mama bacon.
Like, fuck you, bitch.
My mama don't like donuts, she gluten-free.
Mm-hmm. Rosie Perez apparently won.
Don't you be saying shit like that.
Yo, if you were living in a hood, though, like, would you trust that?
No.
I'd be like, man,
seriously?
This isn't even the hood. This is Kentucky.
Why can't there be a hood in Kentucky?
Kentucky, the state where if you put Tucky after any other words, it makes it sound trashy.
Well, yeah.
That's any state.
Yeah.
I'm saying, you take the word...
Long Island Tucky. Oh, my God. Where are you from?
You're from fucking...
Melville Tucky. Ugh.
Teriyaki Tucky would sound delicious, though.
I could go for some teriyaki.
That's because it sounds like turkey.
Duck tucky.
Or jerky. You don't even know.
That just sounds like a martial art.
This guy.
I practice duck tucky.
I got turkey. A black belt in duck tucky.
It's turkey jerking.
Anyway, in Kentucky, a woman had brought her kid to shop with a cop, at which she was promptly arrested for shoplifting. Wow. In a store filled with cops.
If you're going to shoplift, that's the time to do it, right under the nose.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Because she was...
Time to do it.
She tried to steal $500 worth of bullshit, and she was promptly caught because the place was filled with cops.
Mm-hmm. She was damn. Just sloppy with her shit. If she would have tightened her shit up, bro, she would have had $500 plus.
Well, see, probably a little this bit more. Is Ken, the devil advocate over here.
I'm just saying, if you're gonna steal, you might as well steal right in front of the cop's nose. He won't expect you to steal.
Yeah, because it worked out real well.
She
from
was
this
sloppy
Kentucky
with
one.
Her shit, Pete.
She had sloppy hair. Shit.
Yeah.
I think.
Come on, man. She would have tightened up a little
I'm all
bit.
About living by example. And if somebody's...
Practice
you know,
some Kegels, bitch.
Well, don't take example from people who get arrested, Pete.
Are you suggesting, Brian, that she was shoving this shit up her cooch?
Yes, that's exactly what I was
That's suggesting. A good method.
Probably I was hoping that was the case. It's not. She was just hiding under her shirt, but still.
Well, how are you going to hide $500 worth of stuff under your shirt? That's silly.
$500 worth of stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where was she stealing from?
I don't know if it says what the... store was. Oh, of course it was a Walmart.
Yeah, I was going to say, it got to be a Walmart.
That's why she got caught. It's not worth shit. She has to steal like a whole like a skid worth of shit.
She was in Manchester, Kentucky, about 100 miles southeast of Lexington.
2 million pencils were stolen.
Pencils? You think they have use for that?
She stole 14 cups of pencil macaroni flights. And cheese. You know, the kind that you just kind of pop in the microwave.
Right. She must have stole...
Tried 18, to get away on a scooter.
Like 19 boxes of vanilla
But them
wafers.
Cops, they did have cars.
18 jugs of unmarked whiskey.
She was trying to start a band.
She just needed a bear.
How My much big old fat baby loves to eat.
How much dehydrated milk can you fit in a pair of stretch pants?
Look, seriously, if I tried, I couldn't steal $500 worth of shit from Walmart. If I tried. If they gave me a cart and carte blanche.
There's no... JNCO jeans large enough to go back to the 90s apparel.
Dude, they gave me carte blanche. I couldn't steal $500 worth of shit from that store.
Yeah.
Unless you could, like, somehow strategically steal a gun.
Even I stole 10, 20 guns. It's like...
No, $500, you could buy a very nice gun.
Not from Walmart.
Yeah.
She was trying to...
You don't think they sell, like, a nice shotgun for $500?
She wasn't stealing that. She was trying to get a two-pack of Frozen and Tangle for her daughter. Anyway, next story.
Mm-hmm.
A man's been arrested for grabbing a titty through a fast food drive-thru.
That is fucking hilarious.
That's hardcore.
Who the fuck was he? Mr. Fantastic? Like, you gotta be like a basketball player to reach a titty.
Oh, here's my money. Oh, shit.
Right. His name is Michael Jenkins. Guess the race.
Black.
He's Hispanic.
No, Jenkins? Actually, I don't know.
The black guy.
I'm going to say southern white guy.
The name definitely sounds black, but it's
yeah, black. Yeah.
The correct answer is Lou, southern white guy.
Yes!
Yeah, that's right.
Ooh.
So he drove up to this fast food counter at Mickey D's around 12:30 in the morning. He told a 31-year-old black woman behind the counter that he was going to show her a good time.
Yeah.
She, you know, kind of tried to shoo him off before he told her that, hey...
The South will rise again.
I'd have sex with you.
And by the South, I mean
And then
my
penis. he reached through the window.
Big buku.
Mm-hmm.
And grabbed a boob.
Yeah, he did.
A good handful?
Well, I'm guessing.
That's good for him.
Got him in some trouble. So, he
got him in a 10-piece bucket of trouble.
Ooh, I would like some thighs with that.
10-1 odds. She still served him his burger just to keep her job.
He grabbed up on her chicken tenders. Anyway, she called the cops.
How would you like my big sack?
This guy's 23, by the way.
He's just trying to show her a good time.
He's a young gun.
I'm going to show this old
But he was my favorite part.
A piece of good time.
My favorite part is when the cops showed up, they said, "Why'd you do that?" He goes, "Yeah, I'm a ladies' man, and that girl wants me."
It's true.
He stuck around like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's a drive-thru. Rogues bounce.
Yeah.
No, they found him at a bar. He had invited her to a bar.
He had mad McDonald's at the bar.
He's like, "I got this 20-piece nigga
What'd you say?
Oh, he definitely dropped the N-bomb. Yeah.
I heard 20-piece niggas.
These are the same people. These are the same people who heard Cuckoo Klux at a Cuckoo Klux last week.
What do you think about Cuckoo Klux?
I think he just dropped the nigga.
Yeah.
I got 20-piece. Look both ways like he's crossing the street.
Nigga. It was a failed attempt at an accent. What that was.
Man.
Anyway, yeah, he grabbed the boob.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for him. She probably
knew. I mean, I doubt there was any N-bombs dropped, but good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him. Nah, he was a lover.
20-piece.
No.
It's like he was getting a breathalyzer, like.
Oh, wow.
The amount you delight in that word baffles
you
me.
Said you dropped the N-bomb, not me.
Yeah. Freudian slip over here.
Yeah, like, yo, we'll say it. We have no problem saying it. But you're like, check time of day.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Next one.
Okay, a couple got trapped in their car for 13 hours because it was one of them damn keyless models.
Oh, it's one of the things you had the keychain that opens up the car?
Yeah. Problem is, it's perfectly openable from the inside. They just figured because they didn't have the keys, they were fucked.
They never tried the handles?
Anyone who could afford a car of that magnitude that doesn't realize that... I mean, they're just stupid.
They had windows, right?
Well, what is the segment called?
Stupid people. Mm. Well, I would have just, like, at least play with the locks a minute. Or could kick my window open after, like, 2 hours.
Or just roll it down. I 100%. Roll it down even.
They tried to smash the window. They tried to sound the horn. Nothing happened. Turns out that the unlock from the inside is right behind the, like, right on the door handle. But they didn't try that. They almost died.
That's stupid.
Why so they were they in?
Start their car up.
Were they in there like they didn't have the key. Shitting themselves?
Oh, they didn't know they had a keyless entry.
First of all, don't you have to
get in the fucking car?
I don't know. The story doesn't go into that. That's what's bothering me about it.
Like, you need to have the key on you to keep the car running, right?
Yes.
So it must have been very close by. And they almost perished?
They almost perished. They spent 13 hours in this thing. Uh-huh. The next day, neighbors called the cops. They found the woman unconscious and her husband struggling to breathe.
The neighbor should have sat there, smoked a cigarette, and waited a little bit longer.
This car could be ours if we wait. Like we can just
dump it's them. Not even a messy death.
Yeah, but probably got fucking just people stink from 13 hours and no bathing, just sweating in a hot car.
You ever hear of an air freshener though?
You ever seen that MythBusters where they put a pig in a hot car?
No.
Yeah,
they did that.
Yeah, they did it to see if you could potentially wash a car and get the stink out. And ultimately, the answer is no.
That's gross.
You just cannot.
Really? It's like there so forever?
They answer that age-old question from a Seinfeld episode?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, what's the next thing?
All right, next one. We got a my favorite DUI of the week.
The best one.
Yeah. I read a bunch of them. One of them was a dude driving with no tires and an airbag deployed. This guy actually beat him.
Just like scraping up. Soft little pillow.
See, I don't have to read that story because you got the whole gist of it right there.
Right.
But this guy hit a pole last week and was arrested and was given a field sobriety test. At which point they made him...
Do you really need to give a guy a field sobriety test if he hits a pole?
Yeah.
Yeah, logistics, I think. Yeah.
But here was his answer. They asked him, say the alphabet, and his response. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H... I-G-K. I'm going to kill all y'all.
Well, that's from 0 to 60 pretty quick.
I thought you were going to say, he said, the alphabet. And like just repeated that part back to him.
Well, he got caught up right around the H-I-G part.
He does not like the letter K.
Is he a hick?
Fuck.
I don't know if he's a hick.
He obviously can't read.
Right. Wisconsin? Do they have hicks?
Nah, they're more cheese.
Cheese related. They're cheese people.
It's like C's for cheddar.
Now it's his
four. P is for provolone.
Their homes are made of cheese.
M is for Munster.
Right.
J is for Jack.
Okay.
Can we keep going with this? A, American. B, Anybody.
F is for feta.
Brovolone.
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 What happens when you pour beer over
Brie, Brie, Brie. It's Brie. A real
C,
month.
Cheddar. D.
Dick cheese.
Dick cheese is
A.K.A. smegma.
All right, let's move on.
We're not done here. E.
I don't know an E cheese.
Nobody knows an E cheese. No. Why are there no E cheeses?
Sorry.
It's like virtual cheese.
Extra yeah. sharp.
Get on that.
Extra cheddar, sharp plans. Cheddar. F.
Yeah.
Feta.
I'm not done here, G. Gouda.
Gouda.
H.
Arvoda.
Is that a real thing, or are you just high as fuck?
Arvoda's a cheese, bro.
The answer is both.
Because I got a question at
this point. Loop calme,
I right. think we got you all on I.
I got nothing.
Yeah, we're going to call it there.
Yeah. Regatta is R.
Okay.
Yeah. What about instant mac and cheese?
Damn, no. That's Velveeta, son.
That's, they use cheddar.
I was going to use all right. that for B.
Let's keep
let's
moving.
Move it on.
All right, so to kind of tie everything together, we're headed towards the New Year's. So I thought this would be a fun article to bring in. This is the 15 funniest and stupidest Florida moments of 2014.
Oh, shit. All right, let's hear them.
Now, these are not full stories, although if you need, I can probably pull up a full story.
Now, let's listen.
But I thought you might enjoy just hearing the headlines and the gist of it. So here they are. Once this page loads. Okay.
Love it.
A fucking jabaloo.
Yeah.
The day they tore down a strip club that looked like a pair of titties.
Oh, that's a sad day.
That was probably a big hit.
That's, yeah.
That's fucked up.
They mourned pretty badly that day.
Those were the golden arches of another town. Yeah.
Let's do it. What's the next one?
Florida man shoots 719-pound alligator with a crossbow, wrestles it into submission.
Wow.
Good shot.
That guy's awesome.
Shit, yeah.
He's a hero.
Crocodile tap.
Alpha man. Never trust a prostitute carrying a BB gun.
Wow, never trust a prostitute, period.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Long story short, got carjacked by a crazy bitch fucking with a BB gun.
Yeah, I mean, if you're fucking with a prostitute, keep it in the hotel.
Give me your suitcase. Fuck you.
A 17-year-old Florida girl was being charged with masterminding a high school prostitution ring.
Not sure.
I believe we talked about that one.
I remember that one.
Yeah, we do.
We talked about that.
Not sure that I believe a 17-year-old can mastermind anything, but let's keep going.
Florida man tries to shoplift chainsaw by sticking it in a really odd place.
I kind of remember that one.
I think we did that one, too.
Yeah, I remember that one.
He shoved it down his pants, if I remember.
It must have been one of those minis.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Now, this is one we did recently. Saddest mugshot of all time. Caps off the saddest story of all time. You all remember our friend from Taco Bell.
That guy.
What happened?
He looked like sad clown because he didn't get fourth meal.
Yeah. It was like really, really late night. And he was
just miserable. That's the only word, really. He was really fucking sad.
What's next?
Cop finds over 100 cats and a foot-high pile of cat shit in Florida home.
Good day at work.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Another episode of horror.
I was taking my shotgun in and start blowing everything away. Right. No one cares.
I'm going to put a stick of dynamite inside a can of tuna. That was too much, man.
One by one, take every cat and put your thumb through their eyes.
Oh, wow. I would at least do it, like, nicely, like, you know, antifreeze or something.
Antifreeze?
Yeah, they love that shit.
We talking about ways to put down the cats?
Yeah.
Put them down? No, I want to look in their soul as I do it.
Fucking drone bomb.
This guy wants to steal their last breath.
I would like to suck it up.
Why do you think his name is Brian Katz? He draws his strength from the death of feral animals.
I want to look. I want to see their last thought.
That's how he looks so young.
He's like the Highlander of cats.
There can only be one! All right, what's the next one?
Florida schools able to provide kids with satanic coloring books thanks to free donations.
I saw that. Those looked fun.
We talked about that off air, I think.
Those looked really fun.
Next.
Yeah.
Two Florida men catch 13-foot, 765-pound gator.
Walmart employee.
With their bare hands. Name him Lumpy.
He's alive?
Yeah.
Wait, God it was damn. A 760-pound what?
Alligator.
Holy fucking shit. Why would they catch that?
Because they wanted a pet named Lumpy.
Were they like twins with bald heads and
they were looking wait, comically cool
and twins
mustaches?
Yeah, we should call them Lumpy.
Right? Were they two bodybuilders that had onesies on? Like,
hey, oh, I got hey, cut the gate off.
All right, what's up next?
Chili's cook fired for posting provocative and topless photos from inside the kitchen. Before you ask,
Southwestern egg rolls.
Before you ask, yes, it's a dude.
Ugh.
Yeah, absolutely. Next. Damn.
Florida teen arrested for making sweet love to stuffed horse in a Walmart. Oh, we talked about
wait,
that
stuffed
one.
Tourists?
Stuffed horse.
Yeah, like a stuffed
animal. You're really having a
oh,
hard time
a stuffed
with words.
Horse. A stuffed horse.
Yeah. There was actually, I think, two separate occasions
he
of
was
this.
Punching it, right? He was
no,
like
he was
hitting
it.
No, he was
no, he was he fucking it in the ass, but he's also hitting it in the stomach. Right?
I thought he was giving it the Humpty Hump.
I think you're adding a whole new level
no,
to this
he was,
story.
No, he was giving it the punch, the donkey punch.
Dude. Where are you getting this information?
Donkey I remember from what? When we were talking about it. He was giving gun. It...
You no, no. What you're remembering is your jokes on it.
Yeah. That is 100%. He 100% was not abusing the shit out of it.
Well, that's not abuse.
It's he fucked abuse. It. He left it on a comforter. We talked about this literally two episodes ago.
No. He wasn't trying to do the fucking abortion move.
I don't even know you would call that.
It's a donkey punch.
That's not a donkey punch. A punch in the back of the head, dude.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, on the side of the ribs.
No,
he's no, been doing it all
that's
wrong.
A donkey punch below the Mason-Dixon line is to the ribs.
No, it's not. There's no such bird.
Southern donkey punch.
That, yeah. That's called being weird.
I'm telling you, that's what they do to make sure they don't get pregnant.
Right in the old baby.
That's called birth control.
Right.
All right. Next one. We all remember this story, I'm sure. Florida girl, Jasmine Tridevil, wanted a boob job, so she added a third one.
The total recall chick.
Was that legit?
Turned out to be a fake. Turned out she was full of shit.
Gotta good rename Photoshop. Yourself now.
Next one. Half-naked Florida woman arrested for MOM. Masturbating on a motorcycle.
That's MOM?
I guess that's a charge.
Weird.
So, like... She's fucking finger popping herself right on most.
Yeah, like how did that happen? Did she?
That shouldn't even be a crime.
Now, did she get like a dildo with a suction on it?
The whole MOM thing is a play on words because she was a mother.
Was she just doing it like the speaker, just getting the vibration, or?
All right, do you want me to get the full stories?
No. Let's go on the next one.
Because we only got two more.
Last two. Let's do it.
Strip club.
Hashtag.
Strip club.
Last two.
Strip club won't let guy leave with open beer, so he opens fire.
That is, I didn't hear that one. That was awesome.
I don't remember that.
Don't leave your beer, sir. What? Ratatata.
And the final one. Florida man accused of murder allegedly asked Siri, the best place to dump a body.
Did she give him an answer?
Of course not.
Yes, the best place is in the dump.
Probably Walmart. They're all dumpy over there.
Leave it on your ex-girlfriend's stoop.
Wash it down, roll it up in a carpet, put it in a dumpster, light it on fire.
Kill the homeless. No one cares.
Ken's is really specific.
Thank you, Siri. Like,
get some lime, bury it in a shallow grave.
No, that's too far. You're traveling with the body. Roll it up in a fucking carpet and light it on
fire. All right, Ken.
Of course, he's a fan of rolling shit up and lighting it.
Kill the homeless. Kill the homeless.
I'm
no one
saying,
notices.
That's what Siri. That's the answer Siri probably gave him. No?
Yeah. Maybe. Oh, you know what? That reminds
Siri
me.
Siri probably said, I'm calling the cops.
You remember,
son of a bitch.
You remember when we did the story when we came up with punching the homeless?
Oh, yeah.
One of our podcast friends that I've been just kind of shooting like back and forth emails about, he says that they did that in L.A.
Let's move to L.A. Going back to Cali.
It was legit like...
Do you have a name we can throw out there of who we're talking to?
We'll talk about them when we have their ad, but basically it was $50 and you could either kick the guy in the balls or punch him in the face, but apparently... Almost no one took the punch in the face. They all wanted
the nuts.
They all wanted the nuts.
That's effed up.
And he made a killing.
The homeless guy?
Yeah.
I would give him a shot in the kisser.
And now he talks just like this!
He can't pee anymore or chew food.
I bet you he had some comfy balls on.
Yeah, but yo, you have a bad day at work. Uh-oh. You're like, I'm going to punch that homeless guy.
Uh-oh, with the comfy balls. It's been opened.
Yeah. All right, let's keep moving.
All right, that's it for stupid people.
Yeah.
So in... Well, now he's below the table. But in the holiday spirit, Brian is continuing our new game, the gift-giving game. Brian, would you be so kind as to take it from here?
Yeah, just give me one second here. Let me get some music to go with this, because it's holidays.
So we'll chat amongst ourselves. Do we have a theme? Like,
I do.
Gonna give some gifts.
There's only like four Christmas songs anyway.
Yeah, but it,
and every couple of years, Beyonce puts out a cover of one, and we all pretend like all it's right, a boys. New song.
I got my man Michael. It's on
Michael Bublé.
Is it?
Yeah. All right, I got my man Michael Bublé on. It's Christmas. This is our last week of this, and then we're gonna do New Year's resolutions, and then that's the end of this.
Ken, have you played this?
Here's the deal. I'm gonna name a character or a person, and you're gonna give me what you're gonna give them for Christmas this year.
Secret Santa style.
Secret Santa style.
Try not to name the dick every time. What's my limit?
What's your what?
You don't have one.
Anything that you can imagine.
If you're playing Secret Santa, you fucking stupid assholes, you gotta have a limit.
Whoa, he's aggressive. No, no. He's out of the Secret Santa.
A bajillion dollars.
I'm a guy who's played a Secret Santa before. You, a bajillion dollars.
You're basically a genie.
This isn't
I can give him anything I want. No price limit.
Yeah. No price limit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could even give him metaphorical circumstances.
So here we're gonna go. We're gonna start with our veteran over here, Pete. Snoop Doggy Dog. What are we getting him for Christmas this year?
Ah, Snoop. What do you get Snoop? What do you get the man who knows everything? Get him a lion wearing a fanny pack full of weed. Is he Snoop Lion now? I don't know if you know
that.
That
sounds like a lot of weed.
It's not a bad present. He might like that.
That sounds like a lot of weed he can't get to, though.
That's a thoughtful gift.
It's like, that was delicious.
You know what? If he's the reincarnation of Bob Marley like he claims to be, he'll be able to tame that lion and grab that weed.
God damn.
Lou, what are you getting Snoop Doggy Dog Christmas?
I guess I would give him the highest rated radio station, W Balls.
What balls, son?
W Balls.
I mean,
Kenny,
what the fuck are you talking
about? It's from his song. You guys know what I'm talking about, right?
Nope. That's a song?
Really?
Kenny, what are you getting him?
Well, I mean, Secret Santa style, you gotta get him like a bunch of gifts. So I'd wrap up like a really good fried chicken, fried rice, dinner combo with some hot sauce on the side, wrap that up. Then I'd also get him a volcano vaporizer, because we don't need a volcano vaporizer. Wrap that son of a bitch up.
He's got one.
Probably like an ounce or two of some good hash and a handgun.
I think you covered all your bases there. I think you're pretty good.
That just sounded like black shit.
Well, yeah,
that's the most racist thing I've ever heard.
What would you get?
I'm gonna give him fried chicken.
He would love fried chicken.
A handgun.
You don't think he would love fried chicken?
And I'm sure he would. He's starving.
All right, can I change my thing and give him some gin and juice?
You give him a bottle.
That's much better. Yes.
Laid back.
I would take his mind off the money.
Off his mind.
I would try to give him maybe a case of murder.
Because that's what they gave. He's regifting.
They tried that already.
No, he's regifting because murder was the case that they gave him. So he's regifting the murder.
All right, Kenny.
I whited that up real good.
The next person that we're going to get gifts for this holiday season is Mr. Randy Newman.
Oh, Randy Newman. I'd get him some fucking Paul Newman salad dressing.
Very oily. I like it. Lou,
some Caesar blue cheese.
When are you going to get Randy Newman this year?
Well, I guess I can't give him a bullet to the head, so...
Don't do that!
Toy Story...
I'm not bullet worthy!
Toy Story 4.
Twister?
Oh, making those monies! Nice. Pete, Randy Newman.
I don't know a lot about the guy.
Yeah. Other than he's, like, so hard to look at.
I'm going to give him my friendship, because you got a friend in me.
Pete, I like it.
Yeah.
Pete's giving friendship out. All right. Our next person we're going to give our presents to this year, he really needs it because, you know what, family is a big thing to him, and he's losing a lot of it. Mr. Ned Stark.
There's nothing really good.
Yeah, you can't
Well, there's things you can give Ned Stark. Pete, what would you give Ned Stark
this week? Oh, you gotta start with me, of course.
I give him a new head.
I'm just going back, forth, back, forth.
That's the obvious, so you bring a new head. So Lou always gets off in the middle.
Oh, you want me to go?
A fresh haircut.
So new head?
Alright, I'm gonna give him... I think what everybody wants is their own special Hodor.
Hodor.
Their own private Hodor.
Kenny, what are you getting Ned Stark this year for Christmas?
Probably a new haircut and an earring.
What I would get Ned Stark this year for Christmas?
I didn't answer.
I thought you said fucking a new head.
Yeah.
That was Ken.
Alright, so what are you getting him?
I get him any other actor to portray him on the TV show.
I was literally about to say
instead of
that.
One that doesn't die in everything he's in.
I was going to say that. I was like, I would
that
not
I match?
Have you...
I matched?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Alright. Our next person... Our next person we're getting presents for this Christmas is the beautiful, sensual Christy Mack. Who are you? What are you getting her for Christmas this year, Ken?
Porn star
right here between my legs, guys.
So nothing much. All right.
That looks different, eh? It's all about me. I'm gonna give her two pumps and a fucking a solid 8 hours night's sleep on my back.
So she'll be getting a good night's sleep with Ken. Obviously, that's what he's giving her. Lou, what are you getting Miss Christy Mack?
Oh, man. I think... What can you give her except dropping loads, I guess, right?
Dropping loads is the front runner. All right.
You talking cum loads or fucking fist loads?
I was going to say, did she get beat up?
She got fucked up, yes.
I got a geek answer.
Yes.
You get her an Iron Man because she's better than War Machine.
Lou gets a point.
No! War Machine kicked her ass, dude! It's an MMA joke.
Dropping fucking loads is gonna beat that. Come on, they're not gonna.
Fuck you! I had inside knowledge.
To Christy Mack, the porno star. All right, yeah. War Machine was her boyfriend. Beat her ass. I get it. Danny Manning, you're gonna beat
get
Danny
it.
Manning here.
Every answer is dropping loads. I get it.
That's what I give Snoop Dogg. I drop fucking loads on him.
You
Ned
drop
Stark?
Loads on
I give
Snoop
epic
Dogg?
Loads.
I drop loads on Ned Stark too.
The whole I'm sorry, Pete. Let me just explain the rules to you. The whole point of this is to be funny.
You're the guy who fucking Manning.
Okay, and here's the next person that we're going to get presents for this Christmas season is a close dear friend to the show. And actually, the show created him a little bit. Pete, what would you get Dosans this year for
Dosans.
Christmas?
Oh, shit.
That would be the fifth Ninja Turtle that's retarded.
God damn it.
Maybe some stink bug pizza. Yeah. Some gloves.
Better than a bike helmet. Protective eyewear.
Bike, that's the answer?
I'm trying to think of what his weapon was.
I'll give him a banana hammock.
A Speedo, I like it.
Okay.
Cover his turtle dong.
Alright, I guess I'll go. He's already got the piping hot pizza blaster.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna give him the frozen pizza launcher.
The epic frozen pizza launcher. It cuts off people's head.
The
shit.
Decapitator.
People up.
The decapitator, as they call it in the sewer.
Yeah.
Pete, what would you get Mr. Dosans? Well, actually... Meet the dad. What would you get him? Like a job at Burger King, like
pizza with Legos on it,
like a liquid that makes him unsticky,
don't say sleep behind.
Hot shower and just be grateful your name's not Cronuts.
Solid advice. It's a right. Man who has everything. Meeting
Lou, what was yours
one
time?
Frozen pizza launcher.
Frozen pizza onto the loo.
Over the banana hammock? That's so functional.
Also, and I'm giving a point to everyone on that one because I did like pizza too.
Yeah.
All right, our next person. Look, what can you get the girl that has everything and a glittery vampire? Bella, whatever her last name was, from that shitty ass franchise. Bella, the vampire bitch.
Fuck.
We're going to start with Pete because Peaky's pushing it up.
Those are terrible movies and I hate them so much.
Alright, Pete, what do we get Bella for Christmas? Maybe like a gift certificate to Michael's to get some more glitter? Or...
Steak in the brain. I just give her a steak in the brain. Those are terrible.
Steak in the brain.
I hate those movies so much.
Lou, what are you getting Bella for Christmas this year?
I'm gonna give her the cure for permanent bitch face.
I just love how cheery the music was when he brought a bell up.
That is going to be rough. The permanent bitch face is a rough one to be.
I'm going to give it 3 silver ones to the heart. Ratata.
I do like the ratata.
Ratata. Lou gets one for permanent bitch face.
I don't even know who that bitch is.
Yeah. It's Kristen something or another for, you know,
the Twilight bitch.
Twilight movies.
Look,
I'm actually going to Google Twilight bitch. It's gonna all right. Up.
Now... Twilight everyone's yeah. Every white person's favorite black man, Mr. Bill Cosby. Ken, where are you getting Bill Cosby this year for Christmas?
Fucking out some Molly and some fucking whiskey, I guess.
Bill Cosby goes hard and goes home. I like it. Lou, Bill Cosby this year. What are you getting Bill?
I'm going to get him some kids who won't run off and say the darndest things.
Oh my god, damn it! God damn it!
This...
Lou? You don't need that.
Lou looks like he's getting the point.
Fuck, there's no beating that.
Get him some jello.
Yeah. Oh, they all just left his jello jokes.
Some zip zop super debop.
I was going to say that. Yellow zip super debop. In a side of the zip of the doo.
Right. He clearly wants David Lee Roth
as his boys and boys and bop. I'm so sad and lonely. Till I raped her. Till I raped her.
Pete, can you beat?
No, I can't.
I think he did.
Give it to the.
I had one, but it was yours was so good that I forgot mine. That's how good it was. I was like, well, mine ain't shit.
Wow.
Here's one that Lou might lose.
Intensely brilliant.
Here's one that Lou might lose right now. Pete, this year, what would you get Mr. Gorgeous Face Channing Tatum?
Wow.
Lou.
Hater. You get him haters.
No, right. I give him Lou all gift packed. This is your new fuck doll, Lou.
He probably wouldn't know that I'm hating on him.
Enjoy.
He'd love it.
Like, thanks for the Mexican.
Another Puerto Rican.
I give him a carton of eggs and a slab of bacon and make some breakfast with, bro.
Some potatoes, make a hash brown.
Some breakfast crunches.
You can actually shred the potato on those abs.
Oh, of course you do. Yeah, dude.
He grades his cheese on that ab. Like,
he cracks pepper.
God. He cracks his honeydew on that ab.
You know what I'm gonna get him?
Squeezes oranges.
You remember, I think with it was Conan, where they used to do the interviews with the mouth cut out? That for every movie he ever makes.
Ken gets a point. Alright. We're gonna move on now to a guy, Mark Wahlberg. Pete, what do you get Mark Wahlberg?
Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah.
You get him a different accent, because everything he's doing is the same Boston thing.
Good. Did you watch Transformers 4?
I did not.
We have a Santa out here. You don't mess with taxes.
I think we got to give him for Christmas a fresh start, and nobody could talk about the evil shit he did in his past. You can't talk about the guy.
I was going to say, I was going to actually redact mine, get him a pardon, and get rid of Donnie.
Clean pass.
He's dead weight.
Yeah, clean pass. No cocaine charges, none of that garbage. No Marky Mark in the fucking funky bunch. We're giving him a clean slate, and we're judging him from Ted on. No, Departed. Departed.
We'll start on. I'm going to give him a fresh, a new gift certificate to Wahlburgers.
Don't even know what that is.
You don't know Wahlburgers?
His family restaurant.
He has a restaurant.
Lou, what are you getting him for Christmas?
I guess I'm going to give him a tree trimmer. So he doesn't have to be so scared.
Why? What? No.
Yeah. Like a chainsaw or something.
Okay. Barack Obama. Ken, what do you get Mr. Barack?
This is easy. You get him a limousine, a hotel room, and some fucking hose.
Whoa, why?
And a bottle of Hennessy. Sorry.
But what town we get?
Explain
what town,
that.
What town?
Oh, you're not in D.C. You probably got to go to New York.
The Shy?
Oh, you're going to Chi. You want to go to Chi-town? All right, he go back to the hood.
Fucking...
Get some of those hood rat girls. I like that.
Lou,
I like that.
Lou, what are we getting Barack Obama this year?
Goddamn. I don't know. What else can you get him other than, like, 4 more years?
You want to hit him with the FDR?
Because he's already, like, on cloud 9. Like, it doesn't matter if he fucks up now.
Oh, man, all right.
It doesn't matter because he's already been elected twice.
Lou wants to grace him with the FDR.
Peter, what are we getting him?
I don't know.
You want to crown him?
A higher approval rating? He's not doing good.
I'd like to get him a higher approval rating.
I got nothing, man. You'll be like, yo, I'll get him fried chicken, I'll get him like hose.
Oh, I didn't say that.
I'll get him like...
The hose win every time, Pete.
I did not say
not
fried
you.
Chicken.
Now we're gonna go for past presidents. Where are we gonna get Mr. Abraham Lincoln?
Better theater tickets.
Alright.
I like that. Whoa, better
that's
seats.
A good one.
Definitely could use some better
that
seats.
That is a good one. I'm gonna get him the ability to tell a lie.
I cannot tell a lie. I think it was Washington.
That was Washington, by the way.
Listen, all of our founding fathers.
He chopped down that cherry tree.
I'm gonna get our homeboy a security detail. If somebody's walking up and shooting
Wait,
you in the
can
theater,
I, can
you,
I,
need, you need a better security detail. You need some kind of system.
Can I get him some royalties for all them logs that have been sold in his name?
Yeah, well, Lincoln Lodge is making money hand over fist. Hand over fist. True. All right,
those are still popular with the kids, right?
Right.
First time ever, I think we have a three-way tie, so I'm going to have to just think up one on the fly right here for a tiebreaker.
It's really a three-way tie?
Four, four, and four.
No shit.
Keep with the presidents. Let's go Bush. Not
No. We're not going to go presidents, I feel.
Let him choose. He's the game runner.
I'm the game runner.
Just throwing suggestions out there.
You know what? Since I've used this douche, Michael Bublé, as my go-to song guy the whole time. What would you get the guy who sang the hey song?
Robin Thicke.
Ooh. What would you get Robin Thicke this year for Christmas?
God damn. I mean, again, I gotta go a blunt and some booty.
Well, he's got the booty, I think.
Hey.
I think I'll get him...
You think he's fucking turning down booty?
I think I'll get him a suit with horizontal stripes.
Damn. Pete, your chance to win.
He opens his closet and it's just all suits with horizontal stripes. He's another one up.
Lose in the lead with horizontal stripes.
I get him a MTV performance with Nicki Minaj, so he has a girl with some booty actually twerking on his head.
Wow, that is good.
And the points have been contabulated.
Contabulated.
New word, that's a scientific word.
I love it.
Lou wins with horizontal strikes as the winning answer. Lou gives out the best presents so far, I think. Next week, I'm going to finish it off with New Year's resolutions for celebrities and people.
So this is it. This is the last one before Christmas.
Yeah, that's it, man.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, you filthy animals.
Happy Honda Days.
Dude, why the fuck, man? Are they paying you under the table?
No, but certain people do find it. I get texts all the time that certain people find it amusing.
I don't believe this at all.
Friend of the show, Danielle, texts me Happy Honda Days. All the time.
Well,
she's been getting away.
Somebody give me a beer opener.
She's been getting away that looks too long and they're fading. Let's do it.
It's a season.
Twilight laughs are coming.
It's a reason for the season, a December to remember.
Boo. Pretty sure we lost like 13 listeners.
Don't care.
Wait. That's Survey says lame. Boo.
Don't give a fuck. Happy Honda Days, bitches. Super
I think lame. Pete is in league with those crafty Japs.
Those crafty Japs.
Oh, yeah. Very sneaky. Bahaba, very sneaky.
Like, come on, man. Why else would you be repping Honda so hard?
That's so fucking whack.
This sounds so terrible.
He's gearing up for another world war.
Bahaba, very sneaky.
Those ones following General Hirohito, I hear.
Were you guys painting each other's toenails when you came up with this?
Oh, we better watch them. They're going to go after a Pearl Harbor.
All right, so what we got left now? Is it?
That's it.
The end of the show?
I'm going to take a sip of that.
Yeah.
And we're going to call it a night.
Mm-hmm. All
right. I'm going to say, follow us on Twitter, at PIB Comics.
What about our new friends over at
I'm getting there. Actually, Lou, why don't you take that?
Yeah. You know, also, while you're following us, take a look at Urban Toledo Podcast, YouTube, iTunes, all that good shit.
Like them?
Mm-hmm.
Like us?
Like us a lot.
Follow us on Twitter?
Twice. Mm-hmm.
Follow us on Facebook?
Two touch times. Us.
Give us a good rating on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Give them a good rating on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
We're all part of a very select group of people who feel the need to have our voices heard on podcasts.
Yeah, it's like only a couple of us out here that are doing that.
Yeah, only a couple million.
Right. Fuck cereal. Listen to this shit.
Yeah.
I thought we were on the radio.
Check us out on Podbean.
We're alive.
Check us out on Stitcher.
That's right. Vote for us on Podcast Land.
And, vote for Ken on American Idol. He's
you know what? My birthday is this week.
The new judge.
You can vote for a judge.
It's me, Nicki Minaj, Taylor Swift, some other guy.
Dude, that's some other guy. It really brings it.
Don't vote for him. That guy's an asshole.
Tone Loc.
Oh, Tone Loc, yeah, he's going to win that
And Jimmy Carter. It's,
I'm gonna knock his teeth out. Coming this coming up show. Watch it. It's good.
All right. What's left?
Well, I was gonna say it's my birthday this week.
Send him
and
birthday.
It's Christmas this week. So give me the greatest gift of all. Like us on Facebook. Seriously, I've been watching those numbers climb. It's making me very happy.
That's true.
Oh, nice. We've been doing real good lately, and I want that to keep going. And rate us on iTunes. That makes me even happier.
More or less, thanks to Lou, man. Lou's taking it over.
Lou's taking it over. And you know what? Throw that man some love for his art. His art's been incredible on there.
Thank you. I also tell you what, if you you share one of our posts,
I'll tell you.
He'll jerk you off in the fucking alley right down the road.
Share one of our posts, and I'll make you. I'll make you one of the three
He'll
amigos.
Spit on your cock.
Yeah. I'll make you one of the three amigos and give you a little bit of the old rub and tug.
Oh, man. I'm going to like that shit all day.
It's a little dry rub.
Oh, man. I got to sign on Facebook right now. Right. Yeah, I'm gonna be two of the four amigos and get my dick shined.
Right. Our new podcast image is just going to be four pictures of cats. One of them's going to get his asshole eaten.
Yeah, like Brian shouldn't be talking shit to the guy who puts up, the Photoshop master who puts up all our photos.
That would make it seem like I had any respect for myself. I don't care. Like,
that's true.
Just remember, he's the suplex master.
I just want to call it, there's some new comics on the way. We do have comics out. We are a comic book company. We often neglect that.
Yeah.
So new books, Night of Redemption.
Mm-hmm.
We got new book, Spit It Lou.
Soul Brother. Mm-hmm. Painted Black has officially optioned the screenplay for Legend of the Special Duck Sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's a blaxploitation comic.
Yes. yes, it is.
I didn't mean to be that close to my
Soul Glow, Kung Fu.
Yeah.
this character's named. What the hell the goddamn character name? It was like. Oh my god! It was like
you wrote it.
Yeah. But I forget at this point because I'm super drunk.
Were you guys messing with my stuff when we took that break?
Yeah, a little bit.
I keep laughing into the mic. I'm sorry. Anyway, let's call it a night.
Yeah.
For myself, Pete. That's Brian, Lou, and Ken. And close the door behind you. She's the passionate one. Oh, yeah, it was like lightning. Everybody was frightening. And the music was soothing.